This is very on brand for how I figured Danny would be in this pod.
Yeah.
The way Danny the way Danny name dropped when he first met you.
Just the way I regretted it. I'm just going to be like, hey, so we got Toph here on the pod.
So I guess this is going to be the opening to the podcast. Oh, hello, everyone. Okay. All right.
Nice.
I have a microphone in my hand. So this is going to be the opening to the podcast. Hi, everybody. As you can see, me, Daniel, and Michaela here are all in a different area than we usually are. I can go with Michaela, right? Gonna work, yes, not Jessica. Work. Or...
I'll go with Miss Jill Murphy. No, if you don't mind.
You know what? Just pick a name that sounds interesting and that you think fits me, and we'll roll with it.
So the three aliases. Are you on the run? What's going on? The FBI
well,
has your number.
I am the runaway. Okay, so, gotcha. You know that is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
no, I just got a lot of mispronounced name calling and misspelling, and you know, a lot of people weren't named Michaela when I was a kid. I feel like now there are more Michaelas.
You popularized it is what happened. Yeah, they were like, that's the one right there.
And so I just got a lot of, I spell it Michael with an A on the end, so M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A. So I got a lot of just straight Michaels, people who didn't see the A, or Michiela.
Michiela's rad.
It's something.
That's
it's,
something
it
else.
Is
Michaela, yeah.
And I was arguably like, cool. What's happening? So I was at, the, you know, it was early 2000s, and I was like, you know what, like, the coolest name in the world is? Like, Jessica. And I was like, ooh, but if we just shorten it, just Jesse. And I was like, that's cool. I'm going to change my name. And my mom was very supportive, as she is. And she was like, okay, this is, like, going to be on things. I'm going to call you this. And I was like, yeah, sounds good. Like, I'm Jesse. And she was like, what's your last name? And I was like, oh, I didn't think about this. And just like Flower came to me in the next day, and I was like, Jessie Flower. She's like, okay.
An incredible
stage very,
name.
Yeah. Really cool origin story to what is definitely a superhero name.
And I signed like my little eye with a flower. And when I was younger, it was like very pronounced petals. And now it kind of just looks like a abstract little squiggle. But it is technically supposed to be a flower. On every signature with the Jessie Flower on it, that is like a little flower.
Well, now we know. Yeah. I'm also Vesuvius Thunderstorm, and I'm joined by, what is it?
Crowbar.
Just Crowbar. Just one name is all you need.
Listen. Whenever you need something opened, I'm there.
Yeah, you're the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're the wedger here. So, yes, guys, we're doing a big interview today. Mm-hmm. We are joined by the incredibly talented voice actor, the prodigal voice, started at 11 years old, mm-hmm. the voice of Toph, the voice of
Chaka. Yeah, there you
the
go.
Voice
I saved
of
you there.
Nase.
Yeah.
A whole lot of different projects. We've been waiting for this episode for a long time because Danny name dropped meeting her. What?
Listen.
Basically our first episode.
So here's how this happened. Yeah. Well, here's how this happened.
Yeah.
So
how would
we
you doing for
we met at an Ant-Man screening, mm-hmm. which was very cool.
It was very cool.
However, you introduced yourself in the most like mind-blowing and uncool way imaginable.
Uncool.
Because I'm there.
She like tripped, like slapped the drink out of your hand.
Yeah, she like came by and she was like, hey, bozo. Yeah. I see, nice jacket,
that
idiot.
That would be fitting.
Okay, show me your social media.
That.
So, do you have enough followers to be here? You don't look like you do.
Yeah,
right?
She was bouncing me. So I'm at this Ant-Man thing in that jacket. And you came up to me and you were like, oh, is that like an Avatar thing? That's super cool. I like did some voice for Avatar.
Some.
Yeah, you were like, I did like a little voice for Avatar.
Yeah.
Some background characters. Yeah.
Well, because also like I usually see like Tui and Law and I'm like, oh, it's Tui and Law. But then I'm like, it could just be like, you know,
just koi fish.
It could just be koi fish. So I'm always like, oh, like, is this an Avatar thing? Because I also sometimes see like art or stickers on people's like cases when they're traveling and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's always a moment I'm like, do I say something? Do I be gross? But like, if they love the show, then it would be cool. And they'd be like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's this mix of like, it's cool because they think it's cool, but I don't want to be like annoying and be like, oh, hey, you like Avatar? Guess what? Like, that's not the vibe that we're trying to do.
So like, actually, my brother gave me the sticker. I just thought they looked cool.
This one guy on the plane a couple days ago, I had like, a results button down. They do like a bunch of different things, mm-hmm. but they had an Avatar shirt and I was wearing it for the last day of my convention. And I got on the plane and this guy on the aisle was just like, oh, I like your shirt. I was like, oh, you like Avatar? He's like, I have no idea what that is. I was like, okay, have a good day.
I'm gonna keep walking.
Never mind.
Now.
I like, you should come in so hot. Like, oh, you think you like Avatar? Like, quiz me. Quiz me, dog.
See, a lot of people probably know, but no more. I think I've seen the whole thing through about four times. Like, I'm not at the, you know, I'm not that's, a terrible version.
That's pretty strong. Pretty that's good. A good amount of time.
Yeah.
Also, like, you were in it. Yeah. So, like, that's a pretty good first-hand source. Like, definitely don't sell yourself short
but
on
people, like, when they do, like, Avatar trivia, like, real Avatar trivia, they're like, what episode did this character turn left in the doorway? And I'm like, what? I don't know.
My entire life is anime trivia. That's, like, my job is to be knowledgeable about anime.
That
and,
well
like,
done.
Even when people are like, oh, thanks. It's really, it's quite the big deal. And people will be like, what day was episode 17 of, and I'm like, who knows?
Who?
Yeah. Ask me like about a character, about a plot line, but it's like, yeah, what was the color of Toph's like hair like originally? And it's like, what? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still black.
It's so funny that like you have like hearing your side of this like event and how there is like that anxiety of like, oh, what if they don't know what it is?
Small panic every time. Or even if they're just like, oh, yeah. Because you get some people who just, it's like a fashion thing. They're not like into the show. They're just like, oh, yeah. Like, I've seen, like, or like my sister watches it or something. And like, I just thought this jacket was cool.
Posers.
And then I'm like, so now what do I do? Yeah. Now I've gotten myself here.
Those are the people. Those are the people you should rail into.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what you're wearing
no,
right
the
now?
Opposite. I do the opposite. Like, because there are some people who've just been super and who knows? Who knows what their day has been like? Right.
Right.
Like,
we
never know what somebody's day is like. But
especially on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
I tend to give people distance on those.
But if they don't know it that well, or if they don't know at all, whatever, I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, cool jacket. Have a good one.
Yeah.
And I just move along.
Yeah. That's definitely the healthy and mature way to go about things. As
there.
I'm like, you should attack that guy. Who does he think he is?
Earth bend them into the ground.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I'm the other way entirely. Just like take off my shoes and be like, sorry, I can't see without with these on. Like,
sorry, I gotta check this out real quick.
Yeah. Remember now?
He's like, actually, I do. I think I recognize
something. Something is coming to me right now.
No, I do. I like your method of going about it though, because like we were talking for like 2 minutes before you were like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm Toph. And like at that moment I was like, how could you not have warned me that I should be embarrassed this whole conversation? But like because of the way you went about it, I was like, oh, this is like just a cool regular person who happens to be incredibly talented. Like
once again, very kind, but also you just never know who you're gonna meet. And like what's somebody else? I don't know who you are and why you're wearing this jacket. Who knows? Maybe
I thought you were saying just like I thought you were going, I don't know who the fuck you are.
I don't know what this podcast
is. I just have this thing where I show up to people's houses, they talk to
they
me for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I would love if like 15 minutes into this you're like, you were an Ant-Man. You were that guy.
Oh, yeah. You never know who you're gonna be, and especially in LA and Hollywood, whatever, like
at a screener.
We could be working together next week. You could be directing something I'm auditioning for.
Well, I did bring the script, actually, now that you mentioned it.
Mind reading right now.
Tell me you like it. Tell me you're just, like, sweating. I have it for you.
Is it good?
Yeah. I wrote this for you. Well, speaking of directorial things, I didn't know if you know this, but Danny's an award-winning director.
Wow.
3 times.
Nobody cares. She doesn't care about that. You are a director as well.
I'm trying to lay you up for a question, sir. So
director of can I get a snippet of like of this of film of
of
music? What
I do, yeah, like short films.
Okay.
I've done a few short films, like music videos and such like that. Good which job. Is why I was super excited to see that you projecting all of this away from me again. Why I was very
the
excited
less Danny
to see
talks about himself the better, for being real.
No, it was very cool to see that you went to Yale and got like a major in screenwriting.
Yeah.
Also a pre-med dropout.
Yo.
You and me both. Listen,
so many of us.
Oh yeah,
so
absolutely. We're gonna talk about that in a second, but please continue your question.
But no, was Stalgia like that was your big like writing, directorial, and starring debut?
Yeah. I keep making all these faces. So I'm a perfectionist, but I'm a slowly like recovering perfectionist, I'd like to say. Because a lot of the creative thoughts that I've had in my life, I have not acted on. And I think that is one of the most harmful things you can do to yourself as a creative, because you just either don't give it enough attention and let it actually become its full thing, or you just don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, it's too much work, or like, oh, it's too weird, or oh, it's just gonna, I'm just not gonna even do that. And so with film and with like the screenwriting degree, it took a lot of work. Like my thesis was a full, like a feature length script. So like 120 pages, whatever. And then I was thinking, like, how do I go from, like, graduating to then, like, a full-fledged feature that's like insane. That jump just was like absurd. Yeah. Right. So I was like, okay, you have to start with shorts. And I'm like, what do I write about for like 15 minutes? Like, what do you want to, there's no, how do I? And I was like, it's not going to be good. So just pick something, write you about your immediate time and surroundings. Don't care. Finish it. And just finish the process. It was about like finishing the process. So I was in it. I wrote it. I hired a couple like friends to do like the color grading and like write a couple like original little soundtracky things for the undertones. I just did the thing. And it was technically union. It was like a super low budget like union thing. So going through the steps of getting that approved, like I just needed to go through the motions. Right. And so that's what that project was. Nostalgia is short for nostalgia. So yeah, it was kind of a class for me in one sense. And so I don't look at that and go, wow, what a great piece of work. But I'm like, cool, I did the thing.
But you're proud of it.
That just make well, like just making something.
I'm proud that I finished it.
It's a physical, but the thing is, it's a physical manifestation of you taking a step forward in your career towards something you want, I feel like.
Yes. And well, you know, doing the whole, I guess there was like 3-4 of us like kind of working on it and helping rearrange the camera and set it up and like wait for the wind to pass and then like getting the shot and then checking it and being like, we made weird acting choices. We have to face the camera a little bit more this way. So you just lots of learning.
But you have to. Like that's the thing is a lot of people don't realize this, and especially it applies to voice actor work, acting work, content creation work, is taking the step and getting ahead of it and putting content out in the first place, doing something that scares you, most important thing. By far and away the most important thing. Like so many people get caught in the paralysis of being like, it's not perfect, it's not what I need it to be, it's not at the level of Mr. Beast, it's not. So many people look at the highest like earners and creators, they look at, you know, people like Matt Mercer, when like if we're talking like voice actors, like people at the top, and it's like, you don't understand how many roles.
Michaela Murphy.
Michaela Murphy. Like, it's like people, like don't shoot for the top, get your content out there, fill your niche, and work your way up there. You're not going to get there immediately.
And the niche thing has been really weird to navigate too, because obviously Toph is a huge part of who I am and a huge part of what I do on a daily basis, pretty much. But it's like that was also like 15, 16 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that reality is not really my reality. There's been so much, speaking of Yale and then New York, and I also sing, and then there's the writing, and there's so much that isn't related to animation / anime all. And it's like, ooh, how much of this is even going to be present in any of my public presence? Because you kind of need to utilize your niche situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Weird. Like, I love shopping and fashion and skincare, and I'm like, okay, how do we twist that to be Toffee, who liked to run around and be dirty and called it a healthy coating of earth? So
Yeah.
No socks, no shoes.
How do we do that?
Walking Hollywood Boulevard, trying to feel the cracks. Like, oh,
which
was that?
I do walk around barefoot at conventions oftentimes.
Nice.
Which is, people are like, wow,
is that like
brave.
That's
really
a brand thing?
To the bit. Yeah. Like, I do actually just enjoy being barefoot.
Yeah.
That worked out. Yeah, that's worked out.
Gotta free those puppies every once in a while, you know, get them out. Get the beans out, dude. Absolutely. I agree with you there. So, I mean, but the thing is, so moving forward, and this is something that I want to talk about, like obviously Avatar, we've talked about it, is like it's the gateway anime, right? It's it's the very like anime take on a Western animated project.
Call it a Western anime. I feel like there's just, that's like the only one of its kind.
As a voice actor, have you seen that like we're now shifting closer to anime? Like, I feel like as a voice actor, like in an English market now, there's probably more voice acting jobs for dubs of anime than anything else, right?
Yeah, especially because the climate of casting is just wild right now, because they're either running with celebrities like screen celebrities, like your Kristen Bells and your Idina Menzel, whatever, Chris Pratt.
Deeply Italian man. How dare you?
Chris Pratt, Tom Holland, every role
every
now.
And which I get. It is an entertainment business. They know that people will see the name, it'll be familiar enough, and they're going to like the title of whatever, Mario, whatever, whatever. So that will just sell tickets. But it then leaves kind of this weird gap for like kind of the I guess, stars of voiceover specifically, like the Tara Strongs, the Ichigo, like Grey Delisle. I'm mentioning all females. Dee Bradley Baker, whatever.
That's
like,
fine.
Amazing.
Huge podcast, icons.
We boost women, and that's it.
They're massive icons. And so they then are going to be filling in basically all this stuff that like the rest of us might do for like legit animation for like Disney and Nick stuff. Mm-hmm. So, which is great. They're extremely talented. They can do like 14 different voices and they don't sound at all like the others, which is crazy. So it's kind of, it's weird to navigate because a lot of anime dubbing is non-union. So there's kind of this growing group of like non-union, but like very, very much working and like guesting at anime conventions, kind of having a career that people in regular animation are not having right now, unless they're already well known.
Right.
So it's very strange to navigate because you're right. There's so much dubbing that comes through. Mm-hmm. But I also feel
Nase.
Like, yes, exactly. And so that's just, it's weird to know. It's funny because I made a new friend. I made a new friend
nice.
A couple weeks ago.
Three of them
before.
Right
yeah.
now. Yeah. Right. Three dudes on a couch.
And I went to one night of VidCon last week and she was
both.
Like, oh yeah. Wednesday night before I flew out to Washington State. But she was like, oh, yeah, tell me how your voiceover auditions go. And I was like, oh no. she's like, oh, when do you hear back? Like when do you I was like, no, you record them, you send them and you forget. Like,
yeah.
Like shooting
and then
out jobs
life
on LinkedIn.
Goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and you probably never hear from them again. Like last year I think I auditioned for like 500 things and I got one.
Wow.
So
yeah,
it's geez. Just like,
yeah.
Was that My Little Ponies one?
No.
Welcome to the My Little Pony universe, by the way. How is that fandom treating you?
Honestly, I haven't really included it.
Okay.
Was, I don't know what the project was. I don't know. Some
right.
people, like,
just another
things.
One you sent into the ether.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was like, here are like your three lines or something. And I was like, great. And then I saw that. Like, I'm not paying attention. I feel bad because that happens with, I feel like, a lot of projects. And like the Avatar cast has gotten obviously better and more familiar over the past year and a half years because there's been so much talk about it. But usually we don't latch on to the info because we're just like, and on to the next thing. So we're not like, wow, watching the whole series, watching the whole movie, doing the whatever. Because also brain space, like you run out of brain space.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's something that I've been grappling with across the board for lots of different things. But it's like, I just don't have the energy to like consume all of this, nor do I want to, because then I'm focused on the next thing that I'm trying to book or work on or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've not seen a lot that I've worked on.
Nice.
I feel like that's common. Like,
yeah, but I have seen Avatar.
You have seen Avatar? Very
times.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever think like maybe that 4th rewatch, like I could watch like Platinum End. Like I could see how I looked at it, you know?
I watched the first two episodes of that, I think.
Oh,
think?
Nice. Yes.
I think that Gray, I forget her last name, Azula's voice actor.
She
I think she hasn't watched Avatar.
I don't think
I've heard.
Has time. Like, I've done some work, but that woman works.
Yeah.
Like, she is gone almost every weekend. Mm-hmm. Understandable, because she's like 50 different voices. She has three kids.
Yeah.
She has multiple homes because she's traveling, and she does music, original and covers. She also does stand-up comedy.
Right.
And she's recording actively for voiceover gigs, ones that she's been doing for 20 plus years and new ones in between those days of doing all that. When the heck does she have time to watch?
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but that's just so like fascinating. Like, and like you said, it like totally makes sense that there's just like
no time.
But it's still, that like is what makes it more impressive that like I saw in an interview where she was like, I was like crying in like the final Agni Kai with Zuko.
Yep.
And like, Never seen the final product, but it's great that like you can bring that passion still to like such a big scene, and then it's like, well, I have more shows to bring passion to.
Wipe your tears off and have a good day.
See you later. Yeah, I'll catch you on the flip. See, I think it falls into that like uncanny valley of like kind of getting the ick of like hearing your own voice,
your own stuff.
This is definitely
something
that you've had to work through, I'm sure, because like I hate hearing myself in recording.
Really,
I can't really do it all that well. I mean, I do watch our podcast, which is pretty much the only of my content we watch.
So.
Yeah, because like, I'll sit down, I'll like, put it on in the background, and I'll just absolutely crush it. you know, get the views up.
Yeah.
You know, get through.
Yeah,
a couple
get the
ads.
One view
that's
up.
How
yeah,
you got here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually, this is our first episode. Yeah, this is. I hate to break it to you, but this is the first one.
There
we've
was
got
no
here.
Podcast before this. This is just like our pilot.
Yeah.
So I hope everyone's enjoying.
So, but I mean, like to speak on the anime thing and like the switch and all of that. Like, do you feel like there's going to be a consumption of each other down the line? Like, so to better elaborate on this point, I feel like Pixar 15 years ago was like the dragon, you know, anything Pixar dropped, it was $1 billion. And not that Pixar has lost its fastball,
no.
But like I feel like what projects do we have recently? We have the Kraken High School one, and then we have Elemental coming out.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we're not in the era of The Incredibles or anything like that anymore. But now we also have movies like Mugen Train and
Jujutsu Kaisen one.
Like these anime movies that are taking out like massive like box office numbers in Western markets. Yeah. So do you feel like as one market begins to grow that they're going to affect each other or consume each other?
Yes. Yeah, so Yes, the beautiful, beautiful intro of my kind of bigger picture thought. I think what is attracting so many people to just anime as a medium, as like a culture, as a lifestyle, mm-hmm. is that there is a creative freedom there and a recognition of like darkness and like true reality reflected mm-hmm. in kind of these, you know, various situations that I feel like a lot of animation tries to avoid. A lot of the stuff we watch has been polished too much. It's easily consumable. It's trying not to offend anybody and trying to appease everybody. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you lose some of the power mm-hmm. of an artistic project. And so I think what makes stuff, you know, I did a deep dive of anime the last couple of years because I have so many friends who are in like, you know, dubbing, jiu-jitsu, My Hero, whatever. And so I remember seeing like a few episodes of Death Note and like Demon Slayer and it starts just so intense.
Yeah.
It's violent.
It's super
off,
violent.
Yeah.
But with a purpose. It's not like everybody's just getting blown to smithereens. It's mm-hmm. like there is this arc to everything and there happens to be just very dark elements to the story. But I think those are questions... like in Death Note, if we had that book, like would we use it? Would we not use it? Like who would we use it on? Like there are these questions that I feel like people have that are, you know, maybe not the most consumer friendly, but then these animes allow us to entertain those thoughts and feel a little bit validated in being human in like all of our various capacities that like commercial animation isn't really doing for us anymore.
Yeah, so. I mean, I definitely think like Pixar, Disney, DreamWorks are still... for some reason afraid to like dip into those darker themes or mm-hmm. more blatantly dip into them because like Puss in Boots, the new one, like dealt with death, real good, real dark, but like Puss in Boots, you know, like,
what's funny.
Like
like still Puss in Boots, still like a fun family movie. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it is like, you get something like Death Note where it's just like, we are for like older teens and adults. We're 100%. Making people like ask these interesting questions. Like we're giving like a mystery thriller rather than like a coming of age or something like that.
Yeah.
And I wonder, especially with like the writer's strike going on, I wonder if anime is like going to make another push kind of.
Well, back to it being non-union.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Stuff is non-union. So is it just going to keep, you know, everybody's going to turn back to social media and anime?
Like,
COVID? Let's go. Yeah. That's good for me.
Great time for everyone on this couch.
That's
great
all
stuff happening for the members on this couch right now. Yeah. Neutron's winning the most out of this whole situation.
More zeros in my bank account, the comfier his beds get. So trust me, he will not complain. So I mean, but that's the thing is like Puss in Boots and the other animation project I see doing really well is like Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And they're very heavily.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Very interesting hot take.
Wait, what'd you say?
She said, I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
I'm not going to be very popular right now, but I don't get it. I think I missed like the latch on point for like that universe when I was younger. I didn't watch a lot of TV. Like we didn't have cable and we didn't like go to the movies too often.
Gotcha.
It was expensive. So I didn't see things. I had like Winnie the Pooh VHS, some Disney movies on VHS, and
shout out to VHS, everybody. Yeah, everybody. Let's get a VHS in the chat.
Yeah, if you guys are out there, love your VHS systems.
Bring it back.
Yeah,
that's
honestly
what I've been saying.
I'm sick of streaming.
Some people are. Like they're digging out their old VHS tapes and players and stuff and like doing it the old way. But anyway, and then one very important VHS I had was the original West End cast Cats.
Oh, very cool.
Very
special.
For my development at 8 years old. But those were the things that I watched. And so when I got to like high school and college, and then it was like Harry Potter. That was also my thing. I tracked those hard. But I never was part of DC or Marvel or any of those universes. And so now they keep redoing so many. And I'm like, wow, like they just keep watching them.
Yeah.
Like that's wild. So I think it's just interesting to watch because I never had any real attachment to any of it.
And you haven't had like one of those movies like grab you now, like no. one that's been able to. And also, you're in a very safe space. We are
anti-Marvel
here.
We're also like not very big Marvel DC fans. Like we die on this hill almost every week. So
I think I would love to act in one. I think
oh of course.
I think when you add the element of a superhero, like I've watched The Boys. I enjoy The Boys.
The Boys is rad.
Oh god,
yeah. It's pretty insane. Yeah. When you add like a superpower, I think that's why I appreciate it. The level of dark sometimes I'm like, was this necessary?
Yeah.
But the human factor of like how reality would actually be if you had people with like more power than everybody else. It's not like, yeah, we're using, it's just between like the villains and the good guys and everybody else is just living their life. It's like, no, like this is, it's kind of like they do it. It's like politics. It's like a weird hierarchical, you know, paint the guy at the top as like this god and he's like a terrible person.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's all sabotage and blackmail and
stuff.
And
they're all social media influencers.
Because that's important.
There's something for everyone on this couch.
Like it's like it's like a rat race to not only be the most powerful, but to have the most followers, you know? It's
so
insane.
Maybe the characters never felt as dynamic as I wanted them to be in those universes. And people are like, oh, they're dynamic. And it's like, sure, yes. But like, I just didn't feel that personally.
Yeah. Sure. But like, shut up for a second. Like, it's okay.
You can play the hell out of a young May.
Oh, thanks.
I could see that. I could see you playing her.
I can do a lot of my own stunts too. I got my motorcycle lessons.
Cool.
I'm ready. I do trapeze. I'm like, ready.
Marvel executives who I know watch this podcast. Yeah. I know you're out there.
You're right there. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
That's Rose. Speaking, she's been an op this whole time.
This is just a perfect time to introduce this, but as we've been talking, speaking of you could play a perfect blank, I feel like for some reason you could do a great Azula. I know that might be like a betrayal.
That I'm older,
yeah,
it
it's like
comes out when I get angry. If I'm like excited, people are like, "You kind of sound like Azula," and I'm like, "Really?"
That's so, like, absolutely. It's so funny that older Toph is Azula.
If Toph became quite scorned because you know Azula, we knew she was kind of born a bad seed, but like she was allowed to like grow in her awfulness.
Yeah,
Toph just like wanted freedom. And then she got it.
Right.
She still doesn't really like people, but like she at least has her freedom. So there's just like subtle differences, but like a lot of comparison, I feel like, between the two of just like too much power wielded gone wrong and gone right.
Right, yeah. Big parallel.
Go bloop.
I got a bloop. That's the bloop.
This is what makes our podcast characteristic of our podcast. Can you check what the paid message was as well, Daniel? Be our up boy.
Choo-choo-choo-choo.
We're so proud of you, Danny. Aw, thanks. That now I'm embarrassed I've read that.
Yeah. Tell him, chat. Yeah, come on, guys. Tell him, chat.
No, just, hey.
He gets very embarrassed.
Why?
His community is way cuter than mine. My community is angry teenage men. His community is a bunch of women who are like, you're so cute, and send him things.
My community likes when I get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's all a ploy.
Yeah.
Now, curious, why do you think that those audiences are so different?
Because I talk about how hard anime characters punchy, and Danny is pretty much the epitome of the female gaze.
I talk about how hard they kiss.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, you're very analytical and stats, and mine's all, like, comedy-based.
Okay.
It's funny, too, because you could also clap. Because I did the thing. Nice. Good snap.
Thanks,
good snap.
I actually, I moonlight as a... what
a snapster?
What are the people? The
Foley?
No, the spoken word. I go to spoken
word.
Oh,
poet?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there we go. Just, clearly,
very good.
Clearly the education is still with me.
No, well, it's funny because I do like just loud comedy videos. And I remember like we, after the Ant-Man thing, not to keep bringing it up, but my one claim to fame here on this podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been invited to a Juju screen. It's not a big deal.
It's no big deal, whatever. But after that,
he
like... Oh, yeah, true. You were the original plus one.
Right.
Yeah.
He took my spot.
And now all of this happened.
Yeah, look at us.
It was fate. But afterwards, like, I uploaded some Avatar video of, like, everybody yelling at Zuko or something. And I you liked it. And I was like, oh, no. She's seen what I've done. She's seen me at my darkest. Like,
I mean, speaking of music, Danny has a music video coming out here pretty soon.
Speaking
so.
Of music, music, can we video? Talk about your musical career?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Is it your original music? Or is it like
I have a comedy
set to like.
I have a comedy song.
Okay.
He's underselling it.
It's literally a comedy song.
I've actually been sent YouTube videos of people compiling random times Danny breaks out into song.
I sing a lot poorly. However,
pretty good. It's better than me, at least.
So very briefly, because this is a big spoiler for people, because I've been hyping it up a bunch.
Oh, my bad.
For people,
followers, earmuffs.
People have been asking me to watch this movie, or this one person has been DMing me for 454 days. To watch Nausicaa in the Valley of the Wind, which is like a big Studio Ghibli movie.
Yeah.
And I finally watched it. I made a video on it. And the intro of that video is this crazy overproduced music video. But great segue because I need to find the name.
Oh, her third name? You need to find her third.
Because Ace Hamill's What Now?
Oh.
Absolutely bangs. I'm a very big fan of that song.
Thanks.
It's super
funny.
Cool.
I forgot that I still have another name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. That's why we buried the lead three names.
I think, you know, I did a podcast interview a couple weeks ago. Well, I guess it's been about a month ago now. You know, like Carrot Card, like the Carrot Card with a K? They're kind of creating like a credit system for creators.
Tri-Carrot.
So I was speaking with Eric on that podcast. And I mentioned something about like liking New York because you can, you know, walk out your front door and be a different person, be a different version of yourself, whatever.
Right.
And the comments just like tore me apart. They're like, sounds like you have a personality disorder.
Whoa.
You're like a sociopath. Like, it sounds like you don't know who you are.
Whoa.
Like, okay, so none of you are actors, first of all.
Yeah. What a wholesome thing that the internet has just corrupted and twisted.
I mean, I watch like the 10 seconds and I'm like, out of context. It's not the most intelligent phrase. Like, I understand why I could be torn apart.
But I completely understand where
you're
coming
from. It.
But
yeah.
I do have like a thing, like coming up with a new version of like me is fun for me.
I'll run skits sometimes on people who I don't know. The amount of times I've gone to a bar and just been an Irish
Victoria,
dude.
Yeah. Wigan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like I'm visiting.
That was German.
That.
You went a little.
No, that was great.
You went spotted ox. You had a little like spotted ox.
I got excited.
Yeah.
My accent was a little loggy there.
We go up, we take our cigarettes for a walk.
I like how you're like people who understand after the internet hate.
Yeah. No, I absolutely. I'll run bits on people all the time. Me and my girlfriend met on a road trip. And we all pretended
on a road trip.
Yeah. We met. She was in LA. I was in Austin. She was going from LA to Syracuse. I was going from Austin to Boston. Best friend of hers went to college.
Yeah, I know.
But we were in Nashville and we realized there's just tons of bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Yes.
So there's three guys, three girls. And this is just my best way to relate to you here. All of us, all of the girls get brides to be sassers.
Yeah.
And they get tiaras. And then all of the guys went as cowboys.
Okay.
So we got every single one of us spent like $200 on cowboy hats. They're expensive.
They are. If you get a nice one.
And so everyone's coming up to us like, congratulations, who's getting married? And we're like, all six of us. We're like, yeah, no. We're all polygamous couple. We're getting six way married in a month. Thank you so much. And the blood would drain out of their face, dude. They'd be like, oh,
all of us to all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like, Nashville's very hit or miss to share that last step. So you got a lot of interesting looks.
Oh, a lot of interesting looks. We're also on what is it? What's that street? Boulevard? No,
Broadway.
Broadway. We were on Broadway, so everyone was like too drunk to even notice.
Yeah,
I was
that's good.
I love that city though. But yeah, so I do the same thing. Like it's
but
a
it's
beauty.
Fun.
It's a beauty of like having like a slight acting ability. You can just be like, listen, I'm never gonna meet these people again.
Yeah, and I'm not interested in being just like me tonight and like whatever. So I'm
Go out and do a bit.
And just like I'm Lauren.
So, you know. But the music, like, how did that come about? Because you're not driving me away from it. Yeah.
I like that for our listeners only. You just gave a face that was like, oh, we're gonna talk about the music again, are we?
You
like,
great, the same person when it comes to talking about projects that aren't your biggest ones.
Well, ones that like haven't gotten to the level where I'm like, yeah, this is dope. Like, listen to this. I'm like,
it's dope. Listen to it.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's only on SoundCloud. Which is
nice,
my qualm.
SoundCloud
which is my biggest qualm. The VHS of the music world.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
That nobody can find it. Anyway, Ace Hamill came from the fact that I like Halsey, and her name's Ashley, and she did her little mix around of the letters and came up with Halsey.
Oh, it's an anagram.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I also. Ace
Look at us
Hamill.
Learning things.
Yeah.
Wait, of
so,
what?
Michaela.
And never mind. I knew that.
No.
Obviously,
yeah,
Mark
I asked for
long
Nick.
Lost daughter.
I asked for Nick. I knew that all
together
along.
Once, you know, that means we're related.
When?
He's Fire Lord Ozai.
Oh my God, you're right. He is. He's everything.
Embarrassing.
He's everything.
Your research.
Figure it out,
Nick. Anyway, so
there we go. There's
a
sample.
The was annoying because I tried mixing my name. I'm using your puppy's butt as like a table right now.
Remix him. Go wild, yeah.
I was mixing my letters around, and none of them formed like one name. I love like the emphasis of just like Halsey. One thing.
Right.
But my name is too long. So it kept breaking it up into things. So I was like, Ace Hamill, I guess I could just go by Ace. That's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, my like Ace Hamill persona has blue hair and wears a lot of like a Burning Man black strappy with like platform boots.
Right.
Like,
nice. Very cool.
That's like her version of me in my head. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your version of her.
Yeah.
She took over for a second there. Yeah.
This is the side character you're talking to.
And I have like I don't know exactly what genre she lives in, but I somehow want to make like, which this is starting to happen a little bit, but kind of like a electric country rock so that she can like play at a club, but she like a little Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Kelsey Musgraves? Am I saying wrong? Casey?
No, Casey Musgraves.
It is
Casey. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like, wait a second.
Don't doubt yourself.
Brain took over and was like, no, it's not right. Mm-hmm. Casey Musgraves mixed with like Zed or something. I don't know. But like,
absolutely.
She lives there. And, and I haven't really developed her.
Get
yet,
an Ace
but...
Hamill like Vegas residency. Go
yeah.
hang out with Zed.
Yeah, hang out at Duke. I'm actually gonna hang out with him this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. There we. Yeah, one step closer.
Are
there we
going to the Pasadena? No,
I'm going to Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
very cool.
Playing at his club on Saturday night, and I have a friend who knows him, so I'm going to be like, yeah.
It's Omnia, right? Or is he
Zook? It's at. It's
yeah.
Zook.
Oh, he's Zook. He went
at
to
the Resorts World.
Yeah, he went to Resorts World.
Whatever.
Yep. I'm a huge like EDM fan.
Oh,
by the way.
There you go.
Like,
yeah, I was going to say you keep glancing at me, and I'm just like, uh-huh.
You're like, yeah.
Like I have no idea.
Danny listens to pretty much exclusively pop punk from 2008 to 2012.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
I have interesting music taste.
I was with a cover band in New York, and we sang a lot of those.
Oh, really? Oh, very cool.
Where is this coming through? Yeah. Once again, we can't just keep burying the lead here. Is there videos of this, of you just thrashing up front?
Man, there's a couple, but this one's not from that.
Is this how you paid your way through Yale?
No.
Doing some 41 covers.
Taking a bucket. Like.
Post Yale. It's funny. We called ourselves Faces for Radio.
Nice.
And nice.
We just
That's a really good band name, actually.
It is. Yeah. 80s through like that era, just everything in there. So we did stuff of like, I Want to Dance with Somebody to Jets, like, Want to Be Your Girl, whatever.
Nice.
Like Blink-182, Avril Lavigne, like, No Doubt, whatever.
Very cool.
Just very fun. So, yeah, that was for like a year ish. No, not even. Because that was from like April 2019 till COVID happened.
Oh, no.
So. Yeah, it was like
band
one
had to break
year,
up.
And then, well, they're still going, but I
Oh,
here.
That's horrible.
And I wasn't like the Bastards. Founding member or anything. I kind of joined in as like an additional singer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so like they like kept doing their thing, and I was like, I'm moving.
Do they
like,
know who you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare they?
No, it's fine. No. But I do watch and just, I'm like a little sad every time they like, because they have Instagram, whatever. And they're like, we're playing Stephen Talkhouse in the Hamptons and shit. Like, I used to do that with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun little misadventure.
I do have one here.
Yeah. Hey, we can get one started.
That would be
Danny,
great.
You'll be... Neither of us.
Take your time. I play guitar.
You play guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
I swear to God, I learned something new about him every single day. I learned
You're
he had a cousin that lived in L.A.
Yeah, I just...
I am such
perfect,
an open book.
Perfect
as he's, like, literally just
but
the closest book.
But I think we also forget, it's not about clothes. It's just, like, it doesn't come up. It's then
That's
it. Oh.
Yeah.
You know,
came up now.
Like
if
like
I'm not
cover bands. Like,
yeah.
What am I gonna
exactly?
Start
like you enter the house and it's like, hi, I'm Michaela. I was in a cover band in New York. Like,
absolutely. It's a great icebreaker. Are you kidding me?
But they're great, and I'm hoping to find one out here and find one that maybe I could like travel with, because like these anime conventions, like going and you know being tough is great, but there's stuff that happens at night. There are concerts. There are performances.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, have a traveling cover band. We can like sing like. Early, you know, 2000s and 90s pop punk, whatever. Throw in some like anime intro songs, like just
that would be hype.
And
that
be,
would be
and
hype.
Yeah,
pitch, do a concert and like, include that. It's like I'm tough, and my concert's on Friday.
Right,
like that would be so fun.
So, are you? Yeah. I know you've talked before about how like you are one of those people who likes to do like a little bit of everything. You're doing like a sample platter of like every creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like? Are you? Finding like, do you have a little chart? I know Neutron. Neutron's our drummer. He'll just snore the beat.
The beats.
Sorry, yeah,
I'll wake him up.
Are you? Are you like? Are you finding that like some are more like you know directing or writing is like higher on the list than like acting, or like singing's way at the top now. Like,
I think that that is my current place of crisis, because yikes. It's a balance of
quarter life.
What's quarter life a little late, I guess.
No, listen, you got 100 in you, easy.
Oh yeah, but 25 happened already. So.
You got 109.
So yeah, I think that's been the balance of like what is viable first of all, like what is in the immediate reality that I can appreciate and like take advantage of and use and whatever, and then also just how to structure, prioritize this list of things I want to do. It's like, what is time sensitive, what is age sensitive, what is going to be better when I'm 40, like what, you know, just trying to organize all that in my head. And honestly, all this Avatar love has been the reason I can finally take a moment and be like,
Oh my gosh,
let me like breathe for a second. Okay, now what? I haven't been able to do that yet in my life until like a year ago.
Oh, interesting. So that's awesome.
I mean, because that's a question I'd love to ask, is because I don't know, is Toph done yet? Because there's more projects coming. I don't know. Are you involved with those?
You're not.
I mean, unless they surprise me.
But, by the way, here's your lines. Figure it out.
See you tomorrow. They
like today, like an hour before you got here, released a trailer for like a new video game on like PC and console and stuff.
Cool.
So we, so
great.
We were wondering.
Interesting.
Toph is 1,000% in it, but I think they're just recycling old lines or something, because
it's a mix of that, and they're also recasting to be more culturally appropriate, since it's like an Asian world.
Right.
Which voiceover world is pretty mixed about that. Now, I know a couple of friends of mine are quite up in arms about it, and then other people are like, no, it totally makes sense. So I feel like it's been just a very like mixed match, because since it's voice.
But for the
it's
a tough
schools
spot.
Of thought.
Tough. Because, I mean, almost the entirety of, you know, like One Piece or Naruto or any of the biggest anime out there aren't voiced by, like, I would say racially matching characters.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And at the same time, well, obviously, like, a lot of it is a tough spot, because, like, oh, obviously, a lot of these places are supposed to be Japan, but they're not. You know, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah, Avatar is, I believe, supposed to be just, like, Chinese-based, but it's vague-ish.
Right,
know,
yeah,
its
this
realm.
Its own world. Yeah.
Like, this woman was born with pink hair, and she's 9 feet tall. Is that Vietnam, or? What part of the world exactly do we catch here? I understand it in the circumstance of live, like, live castings. That makes sense, though. Yeah. But voice is definitely, it's a weird spot, so.
I also think, just as, like, a quick caveat, side note thing, and then back to what you were going to say next, is that it not like could have been avoided, because like it makes sense to cast appropriately, but I feel like a lot of the imbalance is because so much, because I mean, thinking of just the times growing up, there just wasn't a lot of diversity, period. So I feel like this is an attempt to just infuse more in general. I'm hoping at some point, because then a lot of my friends of color are like, cool, so does this mean I'm just like playing black men? Like, what does this mean for me? Because they've played tons of characters that are not technically in their, you know, proper race in real life. So it's just been kind of, I think, an effort to make everything more inclusive, which I think is valid. And then once we have more faces, players in the game, maybe things will kind of end up being a little more mixed.
It's like growing pains.
Exactly. So I think like the intention, it makes sense, but like sometimes the execution is a bummer, like when you don't have a lot of the original cast come back for things. Like, boo. Right, but I'd love to go to the premieres of things, maybe.
Oh,
please?
So get me in there at least.
Watch it.
I set the foundation here. Hook me up at least. Like, get me a ticket. That's all I'm asking for here.
I'll park myself.
I don't need valet. I am happy to drive. I'm good. So, I mean, that's so interesting, though. I mean, it's obviously unfortunate, but so do you see yourself shifting in a voice acting capacity to the more anime side of things now, or?
Just this large dog.
Yeah, just a quick guy. Neutron rolls over break.
I think, honestly, whoever would like to work with me and talk to me sounds good.
Yeah.
People are like, so, do you, like, want to spend more energy on voiceover? Do you want to get, I'm like, I want to do all of it, any of it. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I send in a lot of auditions. And, you know, I get some feedback, but I think it's really a relationship building point in the industry. It's like there's so many people now.
Yeah.
Why would people pick my voice out of, you know,
30 I suppose, but you have a pretty good, like, track record at least. Like,
I don't think people care.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I think, like, the resume thing, it's more so, like, do they know me?
Right,
like, as a person.
Yeah.
Like, did we.
It's connections.
Meet? Like, right. Like, do we have some sort of kind of professional friendship, or, like, am I on their mind? you know, so this is where the networking thing kind of right. comes into it of like, hey, like I'm, I don't know, I don't really do reels. Or pardon me, my frog's in my throat. I don't really do reels because I've been told by my agent, like, people just kind of cast from auditions or cast like friends. So it's like right. reaching out to people. It's just like, oh, like, sorry, you did this recent project. That looks dope. Would love to like send
right,
you
right.
a version of, you know, if you ever need somebody like me for a character, like, would love to send you a read. Like, just, yeah, I don't know, trying to like insert yourself so that you're on people's minds. Cause otherwise they'll go through a list and be like, oh, yeah, I remember Christina. I remember Emma. So like they're going to gravitate towards people that are familiar yeah. as opposed to. Listen to 400 people.
The devil, you know.
Right?
Script.
Yeah. Well, I feel like yeah, in that regard, making, like you said, like you making a short film was a big like learning experience and
huge.
Everything.
Yeah.
And like, would you want to keep making those? Because I feel like from what you're saying, like sending it to festivals and meeting
yeah.
people like in person through
yeah.
that avenue would be
helpful.
Yeah.
I think back to what I said literally 2 minutes ago. I'm at like a crossroads, and I can like. Feel me getting closer to like a decision, but I'm gonna have to like shave off portions of things
right.
that are like taking up brain space, back to this limited brain space thing, and then just kind of move forward. And I think I do, I'm really, really torn. I think that I, you know, do well at voice acting. I think I have a good clear tone.
I think you're pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you've established
yeah. yourself.
Yeah.
I think sorry, everyone guys. Watching this would have to agree with that. Yeah.
So for, you know, kid stuff, like anything that's squeaky or like anything that just sounds young, like could be for video game, whatever, like that's there.
yeah.
Thanks, like,
could be for
that?
Neutron.
Yeah. He,
yeah big fan.
Was, yeah. He thought it was a toy is what yeah. it was. He was like, I hear you're squeaking.
It was like a new person just came
yeah.
into the room.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't notice. Yeah.
That's what he's looking for.
Or like read like, you know, for podcasts or for audiobooks, whatever. But that is, I'm realizing, going to take a lot of legwork and a lot
yeah.
of networking. So I'm like, okay, if I'm going to be doing that amount of work, would I prefer to be focused on music or on camera? Or
right.
something? And can I do a balance of all three? Will it just take a lot of discipline?
Will yeah.
it take me like really not having a life and basically shutting out? Friends were like, I haven't seen you in a month. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, get used
one.
To it. Yeah, like
doing that again.
Yeah.
Part two. See you later.
Because I also yeah. need to like, I definitely go through like, you know, calming myself down and releasing anxiety by like cleaning my house and resetting everything, like doing laundry, vacuuming,
yeah,
giving my dog a bath.
That's relaxing to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, get in.
Yeah, you have a good dog.
13 pounds.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
He's a little baby.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like wrestling a wet shark. Yeah. Like, please. Please stop running.
Please be clean.
Yeah. Yeah, mine fits in my shower with me, so we just have a little wash session.
So does mine.
That's
oh,
so nice.
Yeah. Wrestling a shark in your shower. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. It's just like he's figured out he can open the door with his face.
Oh, no.
Like a glass door shower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he'll just like, not for a while did he realize it, but recently, I just like, he waits until I get him sudsed up because
oh,
you know
gosh.
I can't grab him, and then he starts
oh,
to slip away, and it's just like he doesn't
chaos.
Have his collar
yeah.
on. Yeah, it's
that's strategic.
Chaos. It's a nightmare. Yeah.
That sounds entertaining. I think you should film that one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be like
yeah.
Nick wrestles wet hogs.
That'll be the next one right after this. Right after our peak, we'll have our
yeah.
come
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Toph interview. Nick wrestles a like greased Neutron.
Can Nick like, wash both of his dogs simultaneously?
That honestly might get way more views. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Just me, like neck broken, like I slipped and fell.
As
yeah.
his dogs just dance around you, suds.
Like, yeah, oh, they wait until
gosh.
I leave and then actually wash themselves.
Like, yeah,
we actually kind of like it. It's
yeah,
just like,
you're like, you think we want to be dirty?
Yeah,
just hate
no.
you. Like, yeah.
Back to how we got there of, yeah. of cleaning my house and like reorganizing after all these anime conventions. I like put all the photos away, like back into their folders, and like I have like little stacks of things, and I just yeah, I just need to like be organized so that my
yeah.
brain feels clear.
Yeah,
it's like your meditation time.
Time, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, how has it been 2 days of me just cleaning stuff and, like printing out labels, because then you know somebody's friend is like, oh, my sister loves the show, can you send a signed print? I don't know why they sound like that.
Yeah. And Martha, like, Martha's looking for a print.
You keep old company.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of voices of
yeah
yeah.
So, yeah, it's like then I send that to them. Like I met Tara Strong. I've technically met her before, but it had been a while, so I like reintroduced myself, I guess, this last weekend, and her son Aiden is like a big fan of the show. So he was like, oh yeah, I'm here. I'm like with Avatar people, I'm tough. And he's like, what? No way, no way. And I was like, yeah, like, do you like things? Like, do you want like dinner or like a pop?
Yeah, do you like things?
And
or, do you have interest?
He was too busy, at, you know, helping his mom at her table, and I was at my table, whatever. So I was just like, oh, just send me your address. I'll like send you a signed pop. And he was like, yo, that'd be dope. Yeah. So just like little things
yeah.
take up time, but like I feel like those are important to do.
Yeah.
And that keeps me like human and connected to like yeah. the immediate surroundings of like what life is, but it's hard.
I have to remind myself to do that very frequently. Like, yeah. Even yesterday. Because I'll sit down and work for 14 hours and like yeah. I won't break a sweat. Like I love yeah. it. Like yeah. I just adore like working.
Like
I don't know. It's just
too.
Who I am. But like I will have to take time to be like, my girlfriend is terrible at getting out of bed in the morning. But like and so she'll be like, no, like,
just yeah. roast
yeah.
it off.
Like so listen, no, like
drag her through the mic.
She fully understands this. And so like I'll but the second I wake up, I'm like, I need to get out of bed. But I'm like,
yeah.
She like this is important time to, like for her, like I need to like take a time to be a human. Like I like we don't have to get to yeah. the computer, we don't have to get to the gym quite yet. Like balance yourself out, clean, get your life straight, because like you get so like you get so caught in the rigmarole of like work,
yeah,
and then like you look around you and you're like, oh, everything's a nightmare and I haven't talked to my friends in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
like, and that's I'm not living life, I'm just like doing life.
I'm maintaining.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. Well, it's tough too to know which like going out events are like
I
yeah like yeah
which are worth yeah. it. See, you're yeah. that's where well, me yeah. and like the second which somebody's like drinks, I'm like, yeah.
Well, but it's also like you said, with like meeting Tara Strong's son, yeah. like that is like an awesome opportunity and like a great little networking experience. But like there's also a chance that doesn't happen. It's just like a fun con yeah. that you could have spent like, you know, working on, I guess not your voice acting reel because you don't do reels, but like, you know, at home stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting. Are you an extrovert?
Incredibly, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I recharge my battery
that's
by, like, through
why.
People.
Nick is such
yeah.
a host.
Yeah, when
like,
people
he's such
are
a...
like, come out, I'm like, okay, am I willing to drain myself?
Yeah.
And come back and recharge for mm-hmm. this event.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe. I'm very like, are you out of your mind? I went out last week.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I think
like,
I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody like, I've weirdly enough, wasn't invited to the Magic Castle, and I grew up in Los Angeles. I'm from the Midwest, but I grew up here
mm-hmm.
until like a few months ago. And then I've gone like 3 times since then. So,
nice.
Just like, ding, ding, ding,
that's
ding.
So sick.
So somebody like a couple nights ago, like they knew somebody who was like throwing one of these special events like at the castle. And I was like, that's fun. I have all these things I need to do.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
as you shimmy away, yeah. this is very much, this is yeah. a Danny thing. The like the
You're
slow
like,
shimmy.
Like
just my opacity goes down. Like that's
just fade into nothing.
That's so funny that you brought up the Magic Castle, because that, for anyone who doesn't know, the Magic Castle
such
is
an
like
LA like influencer
it
thing to know.
It's an
influencer thing.
It's
is
like
an influencer
well,
thing?
You for like sure. have to be invited,
young,
right?
It was like just an industry thing.
Yeah,
like, is it like an influencer thing now?
I don't. I've never been, but that's
well,
a thing.
I gotta
so,
change that.
So it's like that would be hype. No,
yeah.
but that's like. That is, it's like a big castle that does magic, right?
Wow,
like,
well done.
I think, right?
Horrifically bad explanation of what the magic castle
do.
Is.
Wow.
For anyone who doesn't know, who's not educated in the magic castle, it's like magic happens there, like magician stuff.
Yes.
Help me.
Do you want
me to start answering?
I'm like, going, this is insane.
Somebody drag me out of this. No,
so they have, it's a club. So it's
yeah.
technically like a magic club. You have to have a membership.
Okay.
To if you know if you want to be a member, but you have to have some sort of correlation to magic, whether you do magic or even if you have basic tricks and you just are a huge fan of magic and magic history and whatever. And so there are performances there, and you know they have dinner, and they have drinks, and I just remember going the first time being like, ah, this is gonna be like one of those clubs where you like have dinner, but it's like kind of average because you never know like when you go to like a sports club or like a,
yeah.
you know a college like. Club or whatever.
I have no idea, but yeah.
Yeah. You remember when you did
yeah,
things
yeah.
that you were invited
well,
to? Of course.
They
yeah.
have a Yale club in New York City, and like the food is
oh,
like,
the
oh,
Yale
yeah.
Club.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
I'm so
we frequent it. We frequent
I'm
it.
I'm a
trophy. Yeah. Oh, well,
actually,
you didn't say the Yale club.
That's actually where we met. Our, yeah. our prize ponies were
yes,
running
yes,
beside
yes.
each other. And so we decided. I looked at him. He looked at me.
Yeah.
And we were both drinking Cointreau 18.
That's another version of myself. Like,
yeah.
going to like the young alumni like mixer like at the Yale club.
Yeah.
Across
your white,
your,
with your
station.
White sweater across your
correct.
Yeah. Like, it's literally the movie White Girls, like yeah,
and my like martini, yeah. Anyway, so many versions of me. I'm a sociopath.
Yeah, they're all
yeah.
so loud. I can't get
wow,
them.
So
I can't
loud.
Get them to quiet down.
I know. I like how you're like, yeah, people are like grilling me about this. Shut up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
be quiet. Yeah. So the Magic Castle.
Yeah. It's a very important
land
topic everyone's going to want to hear.
Yeah.
They actually have really good food and really great cocktails. And so there are multiple stages. And so you can go at like 7, 8, eat, and be there until 1 in the morning. And you just go to all these different little acts. And it's really cool. And that's it. You just go and like some people mill around in kind of the general areas and just are like, hey, come over for a second. Whatever. Pick a card. Like they just
that's
pull
so
you.
That's so exciting.
It's very cool.
That's so
cool. And you
cool.
get to get dressed up.
Yeah.
So, and it's like for those dresses, you guys will know. Dresses yeah. in your closet that yeah. don't quite fit like going out, but they're not like formal for a wedding.
Yeah.
But they're not like for a theme party either. They're like this weird niche.
Yeah.
Like could be legitimate, but a little costumey. Yeah. And that's exactly the entire
Nick does know about that. Nick is a big snazzy dresser.
I'm actually. Okay. I do not currently appear it as I'm like wearing my Lulus like all the way in me.
Wearing your Lulus.
but I am like very into fashion. My girlfriend is also very into fashion.
Yeah, yes.
And so like we always like whenever we're in a different country we find like local like
thrifting.
Yeah, well like that and like also like local boutiques that are like upscale. Mm-hmm. So like local designer boutiques is like a big thing. So we were in Greece recently and she bought like a bunch of like designer dresses that like the only reason I'm trying to get invited to premieres is so she can wear them. You know, I was like, I want to give her an opportunity.
This is the gross side of Nick.
Okay.
Yeah. Now.
So you guys went on a road trip? Like what road trips do I need to go on?
The love. Yeah. The
romantic ones.
Find,
yeah.
I'm single. By the way, so
that's why you do these podcasts.
Yeah,
just to toss that
it's
out
the
there.
Only
yeah,
recording. I do
yeah.
for you know, like relationship networking.
Yeah, exactly.
25,000 new
I actually
eyes.
Arrived and I was like, oh, he's taken. Okay, I guess I'll just. All right, so single? No. Okay. No.
Yeah.
See,
but, sorry.
I guess I'll leave.
Yeah, this is a very
maybe Neutron.
Yeah, Neutron you can have, please.
But no, all I was gonna say is that the Magic Castle looks dope, and
it
out
is
of like
dope.
You being tough, you being a very like well-respected actor, all of those things, I saw you going like the Instagram story that you were going to the Magic Castle, and I was like, I've never been more jealous of someone in my entire life.
I want to speak only in this voice for the entire
That's the bit.
I just want to go as Daniel Plainview from There Will Be Blood and just be like, hello, good gentleman.
Yeah.
I feel like if I go there, my name should be like a Carissa.
Yeah.
Or something.
Witchy.
Yeah.
You gotta go witchy.
Witchy.
I would go and pretend to be an actual wizard.
And I only speak like this for the entire evening.
Yeah, just like
very
get
good.
Really
yeah.
long nails and just like wag.
You have to go
face.
As a different character every time you
every
go.
Time.
Yeah.
And people be like, oh, Michaela. I'm like, no.
Bitch.
I don't believe we've met before. Hi, my name's Amanda.
You're misinformed.
I knew you were going to come because of this crystal ball. If we could shift from, you know, like talking about the industry and all of that, you and me have a very similar upbringing. I wasn't born in the Midwest, but I was born in the country of New Hampshire. So we're both country lasses. But at the same time, you're also the product of a single mother, a powerful lady.
You.
I'm very much the same. My mom was a single woman my entire life. CPA raised me, got me everything I needed, really. And I'm very curious because you got into voice acting so young.
Yes.
Like you were 11 when you got Chaka, and then Toph was
I
what, a 12. Year later?
Yeah. I started acting when I was 5, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So was this because you had the interest for it, your family had the interest for it?
My mom definitely had the interest for it as well. We moved out to LA from Southern Indiana.
Nice.
Scottsburg, Indiana.
Oh, not Gary. Sad.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
You and Michael.
I know.
Could have
been so close. And that's why everybody calls me Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, Michael from Indiana?
Yeah. I'm the one. Yep. Yeah.
So we moved out to Los Angeles because she had always wanted to move out here for the weather, the sunshine, and she had interest in pursuing acting as well.
Nice.
So it was kind of a her thing, and she also wanted to get me the heck out of there.
Yeah.
So she did. And then I think it was just like an LA thing if you're at all performative, like everybody's in something. Like they're either in like some sort of singing and dancing troupe, or they do commercials, or they do musicals. Like people just do things. So a friend of mine in like early school was like doing a commercial. I was like, that seems fun. Can I do that? She's like, okay, well, more steps to it than that.
So
an incredible amount of work needs to be done.
Let's see what we can do here. And I asked, you know, first she put me in a musical. Are we good?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, great.
Just being non, you know, not conspicuous at all.
Yeah,
not just walk
directly in front of
not,
her camera.
Not disruptive.
Yeah, this would be great for TikTok.
All.
Just Danny's crotch. 15 seconds in, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, go right. on.
So she put me in a musical, like a local community production of Oliver, and I was just a random orphan, and I loved it. It was so much fun. The rehearsal process, costumes, like quick change, all loved it. And so
you've been
like,
chasing that high ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got headshots done. My first headshots were black and white. I was at the end of like middle age Hollywood when like black and white headshots were still a thing.
But you were going to be like, I'm so old, we didn't have the color yet. And I was like, well, you are 2 years older than me. I don't know.
But yeah, so I started in commercial work because the friend had been in commercials. And it's funny, I feel very grateful because part of it's luck and timing and the fact that like kids were in the industry, but not as much as they are now.
Yeah. Right.
And I did book a lot of things pretty quickly. I booked my first voiceover gig that I auditioned for. I booked the first commercial I auditioned for. I mean, it didn't happen with every single one, but like the fact that I had that kind of beginner's luck definitely like in my brain latched of like, oh, I'm good at this.
This is
which helps, but also can get in the way when you're like, why haven't I booked something in like a month? And people are like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? I'm sick.
I should be booking something constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. My first commercial was a Barbie commercial called
Topical.
Dream Glow Barbie. Very fitting. If you look up Dream Glow Barbie commercial on YouTube, you can find my face and all of the weird European dubs of like the song. Because the song's like, Dream Glow Barbie, so soft and sweet. And so you can find
that was
Russian
incredible.
And like Dutch.
It's like Dream Glow Barbie.
It's like a chant.
Comes with vodka and balls.
It's very strange. My face. So yeah. But that was also the beginning of me, my mom recognizing that she needed to come to set with me every time because she tried to hire a sitter. And I'm not supposed to have sugar. Back to this. And she's like, whatever you do, she can snack on things. No sugar.
Gotcha.
No sugar. Don't do it. Don't do it. And the girl didn't listen. And so I put some brown sugar on my oatmeal.
My God.
That's
lost
my God.
My mind. Oh, I was so energetic. I mean, I did my job, but I was also just like.
Just tweaking. Yeah.
And then I crashed.
Yeah.
Because it's like a drug. So I then just went. And she like called my mom and was like, oh, she's like super lethargic, super tired. Yeah. And my mom's like, did you let her have sugar? No, no, no. Did you let her have, what do you mean? Like, she had oatmeal with brown sugar and like, that's it. So anyway, she like put some, you know, things back in me and I came back to life. I also asked the
jab
director,
of adrenaline.
Yes.
Like, get out there.
Get in there. Yeah. Jump off of that comforter.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that was also just an interesting time. I asked the director if he wanted to be my dad. So, you know, there are little moments.
And
also, listen, I was the same way. I was
like, we get along.
Yeah.
You seem nice. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, come be my dad.
Single, beautiful lady.
Yeah, listen, I got a great proposal for you here.
Why don't we just sit down and have a chat about this?
Not seeing a wedding ring on that hand. Yeah. You seem like an all right guy.
I did check. I do check. You know, I was very, I made my mom a dating profile.
Wow, very considerate.
The way we are eerily similar in this regard. I have also been chasing a father figure for 26 years.
Did you used to go on? Used to like go on podcasts back then and be like, my mom's single, everybody.
Yeah,
like,
at the ripe age of six, I did indeed.
Yeah.
No.
What a great wing woman you were.
I tried, you know. But all that to say, back to getting sidetracked, but that's the fun part, I guess.
Mm.
I started in commercial and then I went through an awkward phase where a bunch of my teeth fell out and I chopped my hair off really, really short. So then I couldn't be like the daughter next door in the Mitsubishi commercial or whatever.
Downtown Alabama. You're just like,
four teeth missing.
Yeah.
For a very brief period of time, I forgot that kids naturally lose their teeth.
Yeah.
So I was like, your fucking teeth were falling out. Like, oh my God.
Mom Murphy was just swinging on her.
God.
Gosh. Yeah. No. So they just came out. A lot of them came out at once. And then I got into voiceover and it happened to be the timing of this is wild. Youth voiceover wasn't a thing. They really cast 18 plus to play younger for a majority of a lot of the video stuff. And then they wanted to start using real kids. And that was right around when I was starting. So they opened up the youth department like at CESD, like while I was doing my stuff. And they were like, you can read. See, no TV. I read a lot of books. And you can take direction. And I had a clear tone, which is great for background mixing. A lot of texture, then like that's gonna stand out.
Yeah.
But if you want a bunch of kids that are like, "What's over there? Let's go see this." Like you just put them all on top of each other, and they don't distract from the main action going on. So all these things just kind of worked out, and then that's when I was additional voices in Finding Nemo, and that was the beginning of the whole.
Were you the squid?
No.
Oh.
People ask. I literally was no one.
Gotcha. Like, you were fish 31. Yes. Yeah. Gotcha.
Turtle number 7.
Yeah.
Like, you were the crowd member. Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
I'm just like, woohoo!
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
That's so funny that that's like absolutely a role though, because like, I would figure they would just be like, all right,
just
Nemo.
Reuse people. Yeah,
I'd be like, Nemo, just get in the booth and just like change your voice and be like, you know, like or do something like
when
that.
When you're dealing with like an 8-year-old.
Yeah. That voice is going to come out tricky. Ridiculous. Yeah.
And so that also, oh, you said something that made me, oh, yes. I thought about having at these anime conventions, because I have a lot of Toph prints, and some people like ask for specific, like other prints. They're like, oh, you don't have one of XYZ, because it's like a small role that I did for like half a scene somewhere. And I'm like, no, I don't, because I know Toph is the most popular, blah, blah, blah. But I've thought of making like a joke portfolio of just like frozen like mid action sequences of like all these random
background all your
background
guys like low pixels like
Finding Nemo, like someone that I met recently was like, just call them situational turtles. And just, like, put that on, like,
that would be awesome.
That's so funny.
So then anybody who's like really just into, I don't know, like my
Situational turtle back. Number 3. Yeah, yeah. Like no, for
I
those
two
fans,
of them on my back.
Time
investment.
If you like go through with that,
of just like absurd random snapshots of random characters, like I was a baby hedgehog and Over the Hedge, so
oh,
like just picking,
awesome,
you know, like,
yeah,
just
such
little,
a good
little
movie.
If you like go through with like any type of merch like that, like I will be the first one with like a hyper pixelated like turtle number 8 like sweater at the con.
Yeah. So I mean, but that must have been weird though, like your first 2-3 projects being Finding Nemo, Emperor's New Groove.
Kronk's
and
New
then,
Groove, I well, think.
Kronk's? No.
Oh, Emperor's no, no. That all happened later. I did like 4 years of just straight up background voices on like a crap ton of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Like so many live action and animation, both. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Live action wise, there was like Son of the Mask and Spider-Man 2. Speaking of Spider-Man.
Nice.
Like,
yeah,
technically
that,
part of
yeah,
Spider-Man.
That you have no connection to, yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
Also, and then, be a great Mary Jane.
Yeah,
I could see Mary Jane. Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. Probably I'd be okay with hair. Any of these things. Hire me. I'm available for hire. Mm-hmm. And let's see, Ghost of Girlfriends Past, Brokeback Mountain.
Nice.
Oh yeah, big get.
How to Eat Fried Worms? That was like, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my.
Yeah,
God,
that just unlocked
a memory.
So much, like, of the live action stuff, and I was so close. You guys remember Because of Winn-Dixie?
Yeah, I don't remember because of Winn-Dixie.
I was supposed to be the lead girl in that live action movie. And then Anna Sophia Robb had some love you.
How dare she?
I always hated her.
How dare she?
But she had, there was like a thing when I was younger where you had like a, it was kind of like a talent boost with your agents where you like tried to get them 3 pretty big projects in a row, like kind of at once.
Right.
So it would just boost them into the public sphere.
Right.
And so she had kind of that arrangement thing. Mm-hmm. And so they booted me to give that to her.
Oh.
And they were like okay with it enough. Like they were like, oh, she's good enough. Like that works. And
yeah.
Like, no.
Stop.
Like, hey, yeah. I read that book. Like that was supposed to be, that should have been a brunette.
That's that's
keep
so
taking
dumb.
Our roles.
Well, that's interesting too, because I wanted to ask, like, were there, like, growing up and, like, during your little, like, hiatus away from acting while you were doing school, were you just, like, seeing trailers and being like, I could have been a fucking banging Coraline?
No.
Like, no roles?
Like, absolutely not at all. I did the exact right choice that I wanted and needed to do for myself at the time, which I think is great, and my mom let me do that. Because, like, a normal, I shouldn't say a normal stage mom, but maybe more pressure and whatever intense stage mom would have been like, no, like you just did like a recurring role, like you're keeping acting up.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna stop this.
Like a dance mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm didn't really have that. But I did have a couple of moments for like the stuff that I auditioned for when I was younger, when those went live. Like I auditioned for like every Disney Channel show.
Yeah.
And I just none of them quite hit. So then I'd see who they cast and I'd be like, yeah, that's not me.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense, but like, dang.
Yeah, yeah, well,
actually,
right.
Like, Sweet Life on Deck. Like, I auditioned for that, for Jesse, for Debbie Ryan.
Yeah.
Constantly. Dad. I got called back like 3 times for that. And I was like, damn, but that's so not me.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. So I get why they cast her and not me, but like, man, that would have been interesting. My life would be different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just weird kind of seeing all that happen.
Speaking of Disney, Daniel did a little research.
Are you a fan of Camp Rock, by any chance?
Wait, but where is this going?
Do you happen to be a fan of Camp Rock? Is all I want to know.
It's a pretty easy question.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Big fan of Camp Rock?
I don't know about big fan.
If you,
like,
you used to be, do you remember being on Disney Channel's 3-Minute Game Show?
Yes!
Yeah? I spent like an hour looking for your episode, and I found it. I have all the questions.
Well done.
And you won.
I did.
You did win.
I remember winning.
Do you think you could win today, perhaps?
Oh, no.
No?
I mean, sure, we could try.
I mean, I think we're going to try
this
regardless.
This is a little horrifying.
This isn't
my
even
panic. My
this
panic is growing.
Not the worst thing he's found.
Okay.
So listen.
Real. For me? Or just? Oh.
For you.
Oh,
this is the worst thing I found. This is the deepest dive, except I may know who you went to prom with. But anyway,
Oh yeah, Jess Mayer, what's up?
What's his name?
His name's Jess, but it's short for Jess Mayer.
This liar.
He lied?
Do you know what Dwayne?
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Like The Rock Johnson?
Like, you lied!
Like maybe,
lied
I didn't lie, I was lied to. Too. I knew
Dwayne?
It. There's just this guy. Do you know the band Pretty Much?
Pretty Much?
Yeah.
The boy band.
There's a boy band. Anyway... Yeah. I did a music video for them, and one of the actors in it is like this big, like stunt guy, roughly our age.
Okay.
And he was like, I was like, oh, I met Michaela Jo Murray, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, like I went to prom with her. And
oh,
I was
maybe
like,
he was like at prom with me.
That's not what he meant.
That's not
how he made it seem.
Wow, the LA Cloud Trace is crazy
yeah.
on
wow.
that damn.
Wow, well, now I feel better about prom? My story at that time.
Now I'm, nice. Like, curious about who this person is.
Did you just
did I go
prom?
To a prom that, like, I didn't remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
maybe.
My high school prom that, like, was mine.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that was one of the other personalities. Yeah.
Yes,
you
Ace
you walked
there.
Out your doors, yeah, as Ace Hamill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
That's
anyway.
Anyway,
so, fact checking live.
Yeah,
get these Camp Rock questions going here.
Anyway, so yeah, I have
okay,
your
hit me.
Camp Rock questions.
I've never
gosh.
Seen this movie, so this is I'm gonna tune out.
I got a commercial audition for it right before it came out. That was like, we love Demi. We love Demi. I was like, what's a Demi?
Or the Camp Rock. That's all I know.
That's well, that's so.
I want to edit that into like an Avatar edit. No. I don't know how.
How did you end up in this game show? Like.
Don't know.
just they needed kids.
They were looking at like just people who were kind of in stuff, and that was maybe around like the Kronk's New Groove, like you know, Meet the Robinsons era. So they were
right.
trying to pluck like B, C listy kids,
right?
To be honest,
and you killed it. You annihilated these other two kids.
I was really panicked. Oh,
yeah.
And they actually also spoiler.
Oh boy,
they gave you the questions beforehand. You took the quiz by yourself and submitted it.
Oh.
And then you just said your answers live, and
how
then you find
the
out
scene.
How
oh my God,
yeah.
the
dare they?
So technically, I won before I won.
Wow!
But I didn't know. I don't think that I won until I won.
Okay,
if
that's a little better.
That, yeah,
I think I understand. I think I'm keeping up. But yeah, I mean
the
stakes were high. I mean, you got that Avatar role. Because you won
correct.
This game
yeah,
show.
That's actually
yeah.
what Mike and Brian were watching. And
yeah.
they were like, these are our final three. And whoever gets, yeah. gets you know, picked is the, yeah, going to be our next top.
Just very intently.
Yeah.
Okay, so gosh, welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, the actress that plays Tess, because that's who was hosting the game show. I don't know her name. But
Megan Murphy. I believe.
I'm Megan Murphy, here with Michaela Jill Murphy and Nicholas Connor.
Hi, name. Yes, I'm also involved, apparently. Yeah.
Neither of us have seen Camp Rock.
Okay.
Either of
and
us.
And it's been eons since I have seen it.
So, your first question, who does Shane's uncle pick first to sing in class? Is it Tess, Mitchie, or Lola?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen
this.
This is going to be tough.
We're going to pass on the first one, apparently.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say, Tess, Mitchie, or Lola?
Yeah. Who does Shane's uncle pick first in class? This must be why they ask you beforehand, because it's supposed to be 3 minutes.
You can't sit there and think.
Yeah.
Mitchie?
It is Mitchie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, there we go.
I'm trying to dig in my brain.
100%. What is Demi Lovato's favorite song in the movie? This is kind of a bullshit question.
Oh, no.
Because who would know that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here are the options.
Clearly her.
Oh, there are options. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We Rock.
Favorite song is We Rock or...
This Is Me or Play My Music.
Ooh, I think it's Play My Music.
No.
Is it
not.
Is
This Is Me?
Dang it.
That's such a bullshit question.
Because This Is Me was like her, you know, this is real, this is me.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
that song
exactly
I know.
Where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, but the other one was like very... because it's not the one at the end. There's one that plays during the credits at the end that's like a... The song of... It's not the Song of Summer. That's Boys is... Well, that's different.
You can truly say anything. Neither of us have seen the movie.
The way you could lie to us and just...
You could be like, oh, it's Hey Ya, because she wrote and...
Yeah.
Saying Hey Ya.
Her and Andre 3000 had a long-standing relationship.
That's... whatever that is, that's like the end of the chorus. So I thought that that's what that other song was, not the Jonas Brothers one.
Right.
That's the one that Joe sings. I'm going in circles around myself.
I was going to say, you really just went in your own little bubble there.
I did.
Like,
I did. I'm back. Okay.
Isn't it awesome that like that space in your brain that is still being occupied by Kate Brock
as you talk about like mental space that you don't have room for other things for. The next one, how many, this one's also bullshit. How many backup dancers does my character Tess have for the song Too Cool? 4, 6, 10
Four.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so you're still on a good track right now.
Yeah.
Up next is the super speed round.
Oh gosh.
Where I've
pressure,
gone
pressure,
through a
pressure.
Lot of work in doing this quiz. So I'm gonna play you the briefest clips of songs, and you have to tell me what lyrics come after them.
Oh no.
We'll figure out how this works with copyright after in the edit.
Sure.
Okay, ready? Here's the first one.
The reason that I'm singing.
There we go.
Wow.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you're gonna ace it. Or you're gonna get the same score as last time, it seems. Okay, ready? Here's next. Oh, hold on. Screwing me over.
You've done a great job here, babe.
Okay, here we go. Was that too?
Can you play that one more time?
I'm sorry. Yeah, ready?
Oh.
I know, that came out like a fucking jump scare.
Because we rock. I don't know that second line.
No?
I feel like that's enough.
You mumbled it and I was like, oh, that's it. It's, where is it?
We're finding our voice and we're finding our voices. Hear us sing.
Following our dreams.
Following our dreams.
You
right.
got this
Come
wrong.
On.
Good. God.
Figure
if,
it out.
If it makes you feel any better or worse, you got this wrong like 13 years ago also.
It's consistent.
You know what? Yeah. This is good. I'm exactly who I was.
Here's the last one. This one seems like bullshit also. Here we go.
I appreciate the prerequisite.
It's 2 seconds long. This test was so unfair to you. Ready?
Test?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say goodbye to you.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. You got it that fast last time, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I sound so creepy. I'm just like, you did great. You did incredible.
The timing was exactly the same.
I did this yesterday. Because I remember I heard that. She was like, all right, we're gonna play the song. It's like, hasta la vista. And then you like cut in and say, and I'm like, that's all the time they get. They get 2 seconds.
But
sucks.
If they ask for that next line, that's where the trouble comes in. Because it's like, hasta la vista, I want to say goodbye to you. I don't know if I did know about it. You, your number, you call me, I'm sorry. I don't know. It's a little
sounds like you know the whole song. Yeah.
Because actually, like, I have it inscribed here on my forearm.
Jumping on the trampolines. Yeah. That should have won,
I like that was the
winning song of that.
Hasta la vista.
The girl who, like, played her guitar. Like, that was her shining moment. Yeah, but that was not the best show of that little showcase.
You have so much mental space dedicated to Camp Rock.
Genuinely very impressive, actually.
Well, like, I almost did a commercial for this movie.
Yeah.
I want to watch it. And this was during the time when we were staying at a guest house at this point for like a year. We were living in somebody's guest house. They had cable and I had never had cable. And that was the year, I think, I could be a little bit wrong, but that Camp Rock, the first High School Musical.
Yeah.
And there was one other Disney Channel movie that came out that year. And so I just like absorbed those so hard because I didn't have cable. And I was entirety of Disney Channel is now at my fingertips.
That is such a VHS kid thing to do, too, is just, like, have one film or, like, a couple VHSs that you learn back-to-back. Cats on VHS.
And you know what's funny?
Theater fans were saying what just happened.
Yeah. I like it. I know. I know Jellicle Cats.
Every VHS is, like, what makes you the person you are, because I was Too Fast, Too Furious and the original Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh,
and that is me to a T, dog.
Yeah.
I did love those. Those were, I also feel like your iTunes purchases in high school.
Because,
I spent money to have Crazy Stupid Love, Easy A, all of the Harry Potters, and all of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
And Tangled.
You had Easy A on VHS?
No. With iTunes purchases.
iTunes purchases.
Like when you're spending that like high school money,
right.
iTunes gift card for like a holiday, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna get 4 movies. Like,
yeah,
can I
that
tell
is
you something
so...
about Danny that might actually ruin this podcast?
What's happening?
Danny doesn't like Tangled.
Oh, whoa, what are you doing? Shut up. What are you doing right
now? Now, understandable, but why?
I just like, well, it's so hyped up. right? And like, because when Frozen came out,
but Frozen got way more love than Tangled did.
Well, that's what I don't like either.
So
to be fair,
love for the underdog, because technically Tangled was like the template that Frozen copied and then just like pushed marketing, and then had Olaf because they needed this like neutral character that the horse didn't fulfill in Tangled. So then it got more popular, and because they had popular names attached to it, it just skyrocketed. And Tangled was left behind. So people really need to throw extra love onto Tangled. And Mandy Moore is a genius, and maybe I'll be a Disney princess one day too.
Yes, God. Michaela Jo Murphy, all of that is exactly correct in what I was going
exactly
to say,
what
too.
We were looking for. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you have won Disney's 3-minute challenge bonus round.
Surprise bonus round, ladies and gentlemen. See, I personally am a little bit of a Frozen. I'm a Frozen guy. I watched
the marketing worked on you.
I was going to say, you're going to say that after this whole like manifesto that
I've
she just went off on?
Never seen Tangled, so I don't feel bad.
I saw Tangled like
Let's
a year
right
ago.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The usual morning lineup. I'm ready.
You can do it.
If you just dove into this hour and a half long, like full on one woman show.
Yeah.
I'd have nothing to do but just sit here, watch, and bloop every half hour. Like,
I'm at the point of age where I'm like, would I be like in a stage production on like a cruise ship or something, would I be Rapunzel or would I be the mom? Like, I'm right there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that an exciting thing to wonder, though?
Yeah, and I also see this is why we're back to the time-sensitive thing. Like, I really want to take advantage of all the things that I do need to be
right.
more youthful for, you know? So it's partially an energy
Such
game,
as?
Partially, I would love to play Rapunzel in like a little stage. They have some stage adaptations. Or, you know, I just, anything that's young and spunky like that, where it's explorative, still discovering self, still traveling, whatever,
right?
Before I, you know, become Maleficent or...
Yeah.
That will happen. The cheekbones are here. So, like, as I age, it's just going to get more...
You'd be a good Maleficent, for sure.
...pronounced.
Yeah.
And, you know, the voice is already a little Azula. It's happening. It's already happening.
Yeah. You're in your villain arc.
Yeah.
Well, in more ways than one. But
yeah, exactly. Well, if I could kind of redirect here, I have, one just very burning question I would like to ask you.
A burning.
So... Back to your mom. So I feel like you were raised with a very strong female lead, you know, she was a big part of your life. You talk
Huge.
About her very glowingly. Do you think that having her in your life as this strong representation of a female, solo dolo person doing it allowed you to play Toph better as a notoriously tough girl, having your mom there as that role model?
Probably. People ask how I found my Toph, got into character. And I'm
at age 12
walk into the studio and just turned off the parts of me that were ooh, heels, I just didn't dig into that part of me.
Right.
But the part of me that was I can do anything I want, that's the part that I lived in.
Yeah.
And I got that from my mom. If we did some weird stuff to make things happen, because it's we're gonna make it happen. We were just the duo of figuring out a way to make it work. That's just how it went. Whether that was living situation, sometimes food. There were a couple years that were a little interesting in there. versus me wanting to do acting. And I also did gymnastics. I was also part of a little singing dancing crew. I was I want to try ice skating a little bit. She never wanted to say, we can't.
Yeah.
Or no. Maybe a not right this second. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to need to figure out where there's space and resources. But it was always a, okay, how, and not a no.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that right there just kind of built me up. And I didn't realize, I'm very grateful for this, but I didn't realize that a lot of people's experiences, especially as a girl, especially if they're a younger girl with lots of brothers or whatever, have not had that same experience. And they're I wasn't allowed to do this, or I was expected to only do this, or just, lots of expectations or judgments placed. And I also feel part of that was because my mom simply didn't have time to even put those even unaware expectations, because she was busy. She was working like a crazy person trying to take care of both of us. So there wasn't even room for that kind of judgment to exist.
Right.
Even if it would have happened accidentally, because every parent accidentally bestows things, preconceived notions onto their young, whether we plan not to do it or not. So I just feel there was a lot of freedom there, because there was just literal space. Because my mom was working a lot, was gone a lot. I was very much independent and knew how to cook and clean things and take care of myself and keep myself entertained at auditions, at home, whatever. So,
well, it seems like there was a lot of freedom and a ton of respect too, because it's
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's so awesome that you were saying, where it's you were Mom, I just landed this huge multi-season role, but I want to go do the kid thing and do school. And she's you have to do what you believe is best for your journey.
Yeah, for for sure. And we'd already kind of planned to phase out the acting thing. And like once I booked Avatar, like that's when I started looking for like high schools that I wanted to go to. And I still did a couple things. Like I didn't completely cancel it, but I just wasn't actively like open Monday through Friday for jobs. Right. It was kind of like, I'm open for some things, but I will be going to school. And so if I get a job, I'll have to miss. And so I can only miss a certain amount, right? Like there's the school's going to be my priority. So we started looking for schools during that first something in 12. Yeah, during that second season, whenever I started first recording. And I ended up going to, if anybody's from the Valley or California, whatever, I went to Buckley
nice.
High School in Sherman Oaks because they were super, super academic but had tons of great arts stuff. And so I was like, ooh. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then Yale, and now here we are.
What was that like, though? Like, going, like, from, I'm assuming homeschooled in the early days.
I was homeschooled for 3 years.
Yeah.
I did, like, first and second grade at a regular school, and that did not go well.
Gotcha.
First grade was great. Second grade, the teacher, they was not allowing me to be me. And I was like, I'm done with the schoolwork first 20 minutes of the day.
Yeah.
I'm done. So now what? And she's like, you just sit.
Nice.
And I'm like,
love sitting.
No, that's not going to work. I was like, I'm going to like work on my cursive. And she's like, we don't teach cursive till third grade. I'm like, oh. So I started rebelling.
nice.
Yeah.
Let's break some rules. That was a tough line, by the way.
Yeah.
For anybody who didn't get that. So
I like, there's no better way to rebel than by learning more than you're meant to.
Yeah. Well, stick it to the man as she's like learning her second language.
I literally started like, there were scissors at everybody's desk, and I had an audition one day, but I was bored, and I decided to cut off my eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
So
I feel like scissors aren't the right tool for that.
This took such
an
edgier turn than I thought
it
would.
This way. I went straight up and just did it sideways.
Whoa.
Super sick.
Yeah.
And they were at some point, like, that girl has scissors very close to her eyeballs?
Nope,
that was never
she was not paying attention to me at all.
Did you just, like, I'm so fascinated now. So you had no eyebrows, or was it, like, notched?
Yeah, it was,
like,
just very, like, choppy. And then, you know, my mom picks me up, and she's like, what? What?
No, listen, in 10 years.
Like,
in 10 years, trust me, this is what they're going to say.
Yep.
All the rage.
Yeah.
I'm ahead of
the. Yeah, you were a trendsetter for sure.
Oh, gosh. And then one day I glued myself to my chair. I just took my glue stick and just covered my chair in glue and sat in it and just tried to stick to my chair.
A social experiment.
Yeah.
That is something I would do today. That sounds like so much fun.
That
like,
sounds
trying
like.
To, like see how hard I could rock myself to get up? Yeah.
That sounds like a Zach and Cody, like, blank that I've never seen in life.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
So I started not being thrilled with life. And my mom was like, this ain't gonna work. We're gonna homeschool. We're gonna homeschool. So I did. And then
you can't be gluing yourself to schools anymore.
Yeah.
And sixth grade, I didn't get into Buckley for sixth grade because they have like a lot of flow over from K through five. It's a K through 12 school. And they're like, apply next year, because they only have like 10 spots open that year. So like in middle school, it expands. So please, please, please apply next year. And I was like, all right, dope. So for that 1 year, I went to a Scientology school in Simi Valley called Delphi.
Let's go.
Whoa.
You and Tom dapping up every day.
What's up, my dude?
Yeah. If you need me in the next Mission Impossible,
I'm
literally
here.
I'm there.
So
he watches. He watches a pod.
He does.
Ready.
He's a big fan. Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a fun little moment.
Did you get audited?
Yes, of course.
They did.
Oh, interesting.
Did you get your Thetans read?
I don't know what that means, but maybe. I'm
like
sure
in the middle
I did.
Of listening to a podcast about Scientology, so this is a really good time
very
for me.
Peripheral. We were not rich enough for them to care about us.
Damn. That's
and
very
I know
fair.
That some people who like practice, they're like, it's not just that, but like at the time, it very much was like, come take this course, and we're like, we literally can't
afford
that. So then they just stopped trying. But. Yeah, we had forms instead of grades, and that, unfortunately, is the place where I unlearned and unloved, like, reading.
Wait, you had forms instead of grades?
Yeah, so, like, form 4, form 5, form 6.
They had you reading Dianetics, like, 12 times in a row, and you're like, I can't again,
that's
I
so
swear.
Intense.
Form 4 was, like, a mix of, like, 6th and 7th, and then form 5 was, like, 8th and 9th. Form 6 is, like, 10th and 11th and 12th.
Oh, I thought you meant
grade system. I mean,
I thought you meant like
you
get
meant
a report card
oh,
back,
yeah.
and it's like you're a form three student.
There aren't grades.
Interesting.
There, it was just passing, not passing kind of situation.
Right,
but
right.
It was frustrating because for every book that you read, you then had to do a vocabulary check because if you read something you don't know, you like don't know it. But I'm 11. Of course, yeah. I'm not going to know everything, but you still get like the word in your head. You get the story. I could tell you what the story was all day long.
Yeah.
And how everybody felt towards each other, the details, because I can pick up on those clues from surrounding context, even if I don't get that one word in the middle.
Right.
And so they would flip through the book, and they're like thick books, and pick out like 10 words. And you had to define that word as soon as they told it to you. And if you couldn't define it, you had to reread the chapter. And if you couldn't answer like enough of them, you had to reread the whole book.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so intense.
And stop every single time there was a word you didn't know. Look it up, write out the definition, try to memorize it. So it shot my love of reading in the foot.
Yeah.
I loved reading.
Yeah.
Loved, loved, loved it. And I think that's where my love of story, hence screenwriting, came into play, because I just loved story. And then I hated it. And I was like, I don't want to read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to read anything.
Yeah.
That's the shortest version. Give me Spark Notes. I just, it like, whatever. And so it sucked, because through high school and college, of course, you're assigned lots of reading. And that made it a little bit worse. But I was like, I used to love this. What happened? And I just really like trailed it back to that. And I was like, I need to start sitting down and like just reading something for fun again. I really do.
Yeah.
Because that was where so much of my inspiration to play and like be inspired and entertained came from. And now book talk is a thing, and there's all these like fun little spicy versions of things on there.
Oh, absolutely.
So funny. So.
Oh, yeah.
Did you regain your love for reading?
We're not there yet.
What did it for her?
Yeah. We're not there yet. That's what it did.
Yeah.
So I started reading, you know, I think the Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. I read that in 20, gosh, when I graduated from college, I think it was 2017. And I read that and was like, oh, I kept reading and like didn't get bored. I enjoyed that. That felt nice. Mm-hmm. So I just started trying to kind of find things in that vein that were lighter and easy to read and whatever. So I haven't gotten fully back yet. Like, it still takes me a long time to get through a book.
Yeah.
I'm trying to read Atomic Habits. I've been trying to read Atomic Habits for a while.
It's okay. I've been trying to read Dianetics for a long time. So you have me beat by the longest stretch.
I get what you're saying, though. Like, and this will be the shortest Audible plug ever, because... Mm-hmm. Everyone is so sick of hearing me talk about Audible, but I love audiobooks.
I work for Audible. I'm like, you need a reader?
I would absolutely love Audible to know I exist at all. I'm such a big fan, but I will like get on people's cases about doing Audible and reading and stuff.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, all right, I'll read this. Like, I'll read Moby Dick, like, or listen to Moby Dick for like the first time, 'cause I've wanted to my whole life. But you do have to start with like, some just entertaining nonsense. Like, start with like The Hunger Games or something like that. Oh. Like, you can't real
It's also the last book I read.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do not read, unfortunately.
Read manga.
I do. I read a lot of manga. I read 50 chapters of a manga a couple of days ago. So
that's your reading.
Yeah. Yeah. Pictures is where I'm at personally.
They help.
You and most of the world. I think
love me some photos.
Yeah. But no, you have to like start with something like light and easy, like like neutrons.
We got a dreaming neutron.
Oh, yeah. Neutron's going for a little run. So this is, we've gotten to the point in our podcast where we call it love letters. And this is for you guys. Usually, so what we do is, the reason we live broadcast is one, so people can see behind the scene, and two, because we give everybody the opportunity to ask us questions. Are telling them, if you guys have any questions for Michaela, please ask them. And we will come harvest those questions in a second.
And then
that'll be
the question harvesting.
Yeah. And while chat gets that, I have one last question for you. And it's once again about Toph. Sorry to take us off of our book talk here, but growing up with a role, like, I'm sure you were Toph for what, two-ish years?
Yeah.
Three?
Two.
And also playing somebody roughly your age at such a formative age, did you ever feel like you were being raised by the role, or that you found any like mannerisms became similar between you and the role?
Not necessarily. I think also the beauty of the show is that Mike and Brian were hyper, hyper aware of the talent they were casting for each role and modeled a lot of the characteristics of the characters off of us as actors.
Gotcha.
And so you will notice actually a lot of facial expressions or the way that eyes move or even features sometimes are actually based off of the actors. And that's not normal.
Yeah.
So I think if I'd been playing somebody who was more formed, who like had such a strong, the director, you know, the creators are like, this is the character you are playing. Then maybe. But they, I think, wanted something so collaborative and organic, which is why I think we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
That it kind of was us just both growing. Even like the tough voice, which it's funny because sometimes I overshoot it and I get like a little too high when really like it's just 12-year-old me, which is kind of just like in the back of my throat, like here. Like Toph kind of just sits here, and sometimes in her like tomboyness, she's just like, what are you doing here, Twinkle Toes? Like it's very much not as squeaky as I think in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But my voice changes over the course of like a year and a half. Like I went from being 12 to 13. There are some shifts, like just inflection things, like my pronunciation, like things that change as I'm like maturing a little bit. So I think it's funny because people are like, oh, like what's the Toph voice, or do the Toph voice, or that doesn't sound like the Toph voice. And I'm like, bro, I don't even have a Toph voice. It changed.
Exactly.
The Toph voice changed. Like if you listen to
her. I hit puberty.
And quite literally. If you listen to me at the first episode or like in the flashback scenes that Aang has of me like running through the trees laughing, that tone I feel like is different than like the last episode. And it's like, well, I think you all look perfect to me or whatever she says at the very last line of the show. I think you all look perfect to me. Or I think you all look perfect, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's been interesting, and I'm grateful for that because I never felt like I was going and playing a role. I felt like I was just kind of highlighting a version of myself that was then being concocted into Toph Beifong.
Nice. So the only one Toph didn't influence you. You influenced Toph.
Yeah, and both. I mean, both. At the time, it felt very much like I was just influencing this character.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last, like, 5 years, it felt like it's then now swapped, and I've been very influenced by Toph,
that's
which
awesome.
In a weird way, I guess, is influenced by me. But I feel like a lot of us are influenced and inspired by our kid selves because that's like the original essence of like who we are. So we dig back into that, and there's been a lot of that going on in the last couple of years for sure. So
a lot of nostalgia, if you will.
You mean nostalgia?
A lot of nostalgia.
There's no Nos.
Yeah,
it's just Nos. It's just nostalgia.
Only
Yeah. Nos-ay, exactly. Right, did you gather a question?
I did gather a bit.
Gather.
One, I didn't grab the name. However, who were some of your influences in just any of your creative exploits growing up?
I loved Britney Spears.
Nice. Okay, good. I was gonna say that. You know, it really comes off.
My belly button pierced. I love her.
Also, why she shaved her head.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I cut the hair real short. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I think that was like the rise of like the pop star, and there was just something about that energy that I've always wanted to do. Like that's something that I haven't delved into or had the opportunity at that like level to delve into, but I love being on stage doing like choreography, creating a scene, like doing what Britney Spears does, whatever.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Absolutely obsessed. So she was a huge influence. Cats and Phantom of the Opera as musicals, as I've mentioned.
Nice.
On cassette tape for Phantom of the Opera. We had the soundtrack on cassette tape. So I just used to practice singing Christine's line when she's like, he's there, the Phantom of the Opera. And then she goes, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just sang that in my living room constantly. Let's see.
Terrifying. I feel like if that was my child, they'd be like, oh, God.
I feel like the neighbors must think your house was haunted.
Yeah.
Like just a bunch of Victorian ghosts.
Burbank, California, with so many industry people anyways.
Yeah.
Like,
true. Best case scenario, your neighbor hears you.
And they're
like,
hey,
what is that angelical voice?
Who is
that? Yeah.
Angelical.
Yeah, that angelical voice. And through the wall, you're just like, you're hired, kid.
Six-year-old kicking down the door is like, Jellicle.
Yeah,
and you're like, who hurt you?
Yeah.
Gosh, let's see. So Britney Spears, Cats, and Phantom of the Opera. My mom, I guess, just like as a human.
Mm-hmm. Were there any like actor influences? Or?
I wasn't allowed to watch PG movies, so it was a lot of...
Weren't allowed to watch. It was just R. That was it?
Yeah.
No
PG.
Yep.
You got it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Friday
Interesting.
The 13th, get it out here. Yep.
G was it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Disney, a lot of Winnie the Pooh. But I wouldn't say that was like inspiring.
I would disagree.
I mean, I guess.
No.
That's
like he taught me that pants aren't always necessary.
Yeah.
There was this one, Fox and the Hound.
Oh,
that I watched that a lot. For some reason, that was around for... Maybe that taught me about like conflict. And just like weird friendships from like divided,
right?
You know, people or whatever. I really think Britney Spears was like she was the only one that I had like folders that I like.
Right. Yeah.
Up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like those little. Oh gosh, what were they called?
Tamagotchis.
No, there was like this little mini like music player that you put in a little square.
It had one
square
song.
It
had one song.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about.
There were like three hang off. Yeah, and so one of those was like a Britney Spears thing. I did love the Dixie Chicks, or I guess now the Chicks, and like Shania Twain. Mm-hmm. We listened to a lot of like country radio growing up. So yeah, as far as just straight actors go, like no.
And that's interesting that it's mostly music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of cool though growing up, because that meant that I met some incredibly just legendary people.
Yeah.
And I, not that I treated them like crap, but I was just like, oh cool, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Unfazed.
Yeah.
Like when Mark Hamill was like at the studio for like recording and like all the moms were freaking out and I was like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're in Star Wars? Great. You're just like, nice to meet you. Like,
yeah, whatever, guy.
All right, get in the get booth. Get me in the booth. Man. Yeah. Jeez.
Move this along.
But yeah, I've always had, and I mean, one could call it like delusion in one sense, which is very popular. Oh, sir, are we interrupting you?
He's finding his spot. He's charging you.
Would you like there we to go. Sneeze on me?
Oh, no.
Oh,
he's just feeling it.
Well, and we got it.
There
nice.
We go. There we go. For wow. That was like playing roulette.
That, really
that was intense.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah. That's why we do this live. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen.
You genuinely don't.
I was just saying, delusional error that I feel like is very popular on TikTok right now. But every person that I talk to, I feel like is a friend or like a coworker.
Yeah.
Regardless of their, I could meet President Obama. I could meet Meryl Streep. I could meet Britney Spears.
Right.
I could meet James Cameron. Mm. I could meet Steven Spielberg. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, you're a potential coworker.
Yeah.
You're way more experienced than I am.
Right.
Yeah.
You have plenty of knowledge, but like my brain functions of like, oh, cool. Maybe we'll work together one day.
You know what though? That's such a great like, that's such a great like director mentality too.
Yeah.
Because on my first like short films, I was very just like, oh my God, these are like real good actors. And I'm just this little like college student making a dumb film. Yeah. And it wasn't until like a couple in that kind of snapped where I was like, oh, we're all like, just making a movie, yeah, trying to, like, make this thing be as good as it is. And I feel like most cool people want to be treated like that, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think Dante, who voices Zuko, as many of us know, was in, worked with Robin Williams and, like, Steven Spielberg, and he talks about this a lot, but he very much looks up to Robin Williams just as, like, a poet, because he was also very into poetry, you know, Dead Poets Society, all that jazz, and Dante is as well. And so he, on his days off, like on for the shoot, would just come into set and like sit next to the director's chair and just watch.
Yeah.
And just absorb and consume. So it was kind of this beautiful balance of, oh, these people I'm working with versus like, yeah, these people that I'm working with. And he still was like, I have a lot to learn here.
Yeah.
But I also like I'm showing up. And I'm going to play and, like, show up on camera and on, you know, set and make sure that I'm participating and giving them as much energy as they're giving me and still learn from them. And I feel like that's such a beautiful balance to be at and where I aim to be as a creative forever. Because if at any point you think that you're the bee's knees over anybody else, you've lost, I think, a connection point of, like, I don't know, the basis of artistry, which is just, like, constant just absorption and like collaboration of like things around you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also very hard to do and hard to remember sometimes. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, good. Cool. One more.
Yeah.
Do you have one more?
Hit. Well, I have an Atla one.
Okay.
From that I grabbed from there. Cause you talked about Dante Bosco.
I did.
Who was your favorite cast member to work with?
I was alone a lot of the time.
That's why I didn't know if it was like
I had
group
to figure
booth
out
sessions
my
or not.
Schedule like I would just it was every Tuesday or every other Tuesday, and I would skip the last period and like leave a little early. And my session was like at 3 or 3:30, like somewhere in that little realm.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd be recording with, you know, Gray, or Jack, or Dante, or May. A couple times I recorded with Jenny, and Mako, like before he passed, I think I got to meet him maybe twice. I don't think I ever was in the same place as Greg. I think we had very different schedules. So it just, there wasn't like time for.
She hated all of them. Is the answer she's looking for, but refusing to get
honestly,
to.
Honestly, probably D.
Yeah.
Bradley Baker. Because I remember watching him like do all of his crazy oppa noises.
Yeah.
And, like in the waiting room when you have to like sign your contract before you go into the studio and whatever. I was like, how did you like start finding like you just play with it? He's like, yeah, just sit in the mirror, like copy the sounds of like, and when you hear an animal, try to copy it.
Yeah.
And then play with your face. Like I stick my fingers up here and move my mouth around, and he like just was really sweet.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, just like in, kind of inclusive in that moment, it was just like, keep doing, like, keep expanding your whatevers. And I was like, you're cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then true final question. Which one of those oppas is the least cursed? Show her.
Okay. So I have these oppas.
The least cursed.
And like, none of them really look like him. This one's not bad.
That one's pretty good.
That one's pretty good.
That one's pretty good.
That one's not bad.
With a little Momo, I mean,
This one's pretty good. It's weighed down by the fact that it's a business card holder, which is an interesting...
Where do they go?
Find that?
I got sent all of this in one box
From where?
From, like, Team Avatar, like, box to lunch. Like, they want me to advertise this stuff.
Yeah, I also get sent a lot of Avatar stuff.
See, that's funny. Okay, cool. I also have an address. If anybody,
do you want? Like, I can give you. I can give you an email.
Like, dox you real quick. Like,
I'm being sassy for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
That's so wild. This is really cool. Hilarious that it's a card holder.
It's
so
funny. It's like the least relatable product to like anyone.
Yeah.
Like,
but like, I love it.
Yeah. That's like the compromise.
This
it's like,
is definitely the closest one.
Would you like that? I have no business cards.
Absolutely
that's
not.
All yours.
I don't want to take things.
This is that was the whole plan this entire time. I'm gonna pawn this off.
It's funny that they gave Appa. Like they just focused in,
it's
zeroed in
all
on Appa.
You know what else I got? This one's really funny.
An Appa drop.
I got this hat that's like just Appa.
It's a beanie.
Like
it's a beanie Appa.
Stitched.
It's a Bappa.
On. Yeah, it's a little Bappa.
Yep.
But
this is good though. I've seen this a couple times. This is cute. The, like,
I love that one.
The little,
you
know, air nomad blue with a little bison on him. That's cute. We're just ready
nice.
To go to the
That one's
park.
A great hat. Is that your really... selection?
Yeah, this that's is, what you're taking.
Every
nice.
Guest we have, you know, we get like five products
oh,
of
you
what they're.
I have to pick something.
Yeah, you have
well,
to
I'll
pick
just
something.
Take this back
yeah.
So you can
please,
just...
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
No, I need that.
No, I need people that know I know you. Please.
That's honestly, the hat might get more use because I can bring it to conventions. I can wear it.
Do you want the hat?
I mean, unless I bring this every no, because
with your business cards. Yeah.
At every table, at every convention.
Yeah.
I trip.
You take one.
That's where you put the top prints. Jam them in there.
It's gonna fit. Yeah. Gosh, well, that's good. That's very sweet of you guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
We do try our hardest, genuinely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But okay, do you want to tell everybody? First off, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Very much enjoyed this.
Thank you for letting me interrupt your sleep.
Do you have any like projects or anything coming up, or do you want to like plug any of your short films or something?
Yeah,
he says.
Nostalgia Part 2 on the way. This
Ready?
Time we're just getting Nos.
Yeah. The prequel to Nostalgia.
Yeah.
We have a little Nas X actually in it. Mm-hmm. Since you know he's part of the name. Let's see. What do I have? What day is it? That's where my head is at right now. It's
Thursday.
Almost July.
It's Thursday. Crazy. It's almost July. Yep.
So okay, I worked on a video game last year, and it was supposed to start coming out soon. I don't know if they're done editing or if they need more time or whatever. It's
name of the video game.
NDA.
NDA.
Yeah.
NDA?
The non-disclosure agreement is the game.
Yeah,
actually.
Game.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a lengthy game about finding like how to shut up.
Yeah.
It's a remake or a new version, I would say, of something that already exists. That's the only hint that I will
give. Oh, that's awful. That's so salacious.
Or
that's so
World of Warcraft.
That's so tantalizing.
That should be coming out sometime this year, and I worked on it a lot. It was a for a video game I normally do like maybe a couple sessions, but this one I went in for a lot of sessions.
Wow.
It was like 9 sessions or something. I recorded a lot of my characters, so that's exciting. And then as far as dubs go, I recently started recording what's her name, Harika is a little student in Boruto. Yeah,
big Naruto guy. That's his whole brand.
Got like goggles and like a little flappy hat. She sounds like this. That's me dubbing her.
Entire job is Naruto.
Oh, there you go. So yeah, I'm
love that.
Kind of a part of the Naruto fam in Boruto.
You absolutely are.
Yeah, nice.
So that's been cool. I think they're on a break right now with their seasons or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah. She's in Aburame. This one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. I have a couple more like anime conventions this year. I think I only have like 3 left.
You going to AX?
Oh yes.
Very cool.
Actually, this was literally as of yesterday. So Dominic Glover is like a great artist who does a lot of intense anime and animation art. we talked about maybe doing a thing. And anyway, Monday afternoon from like 1:30 to 4, I'm just going to go to his booth and like hang out with him. He has a beautiful Toph prince. And so I'm just going to do a little Toph cameo on Monday.
Nice. Perfect.
With your business cards.
With my business cards.
This also comes out on Sunday. So that is technically a plug.
Let's see. Stockton Con is going to be July 7th through 8th. That's Northern California. Then I'm going to be in Colorado Springs at the end of August. Pensacon in Florida in October or November, I can't quite remember. I'm doing VidCon in Baltimore at the in the fall. That's
gonna a lot
be
of my
fun.
Friends are going to that one.
I'm gonna try to. I don't know. I'm gonna try to spin something just fun for that because I haven't done like a full VidCon. I'm there like representing an app. They're called Hypespace.
Tinder. Oh,
so,
sad.
That would be great.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that'd be
just put yourself in a square and be like, swipe, please.
Direction. And just collect everybody's emails. So yeah, that's anime conventions, video game, dubbing Boruto, still auditioning like a crazy person, and hopefully going to like kind of doing a pretty harsh, that's not harsh, but but big rebrand. I had like a little merch site called Bandit Basics where I did some like Toph inspired merch a couple years ago, and that was cool. But I'd love to just separate a little bit more from the show, but still be inspired by, just kind of do a website reboot and then hopefully work on more music slash
a little expansion.
I've made a lot of new music friends the last couple months and just been trying to like write and not judge and edit while I'm writing and just get stuff out. And I'm on day 160 of French Duolingo, so
nice. Oh, huge accomplishment.
By the end of the year, your girl can maybe toss in some French into her song. Wow. make a little Lady Gaga moment of it. I don't know, we'll see.
Je m'appelle.
Why are you trying? No one asked. No one wants.
I know that.
Whatever trouble you get yourself into, no one asked for it.
I also usually, I'm in hot water with the French community. I don't think it's a real language. I think they're making it up.
With the French community? That's, you mean France?
Yeah.
Country?
Yeah, yeah. I think they're all making it up. It sounds fake.
It's kind of a lesson in voice acting because there's so much, like we say Euro, but technically if you're there, you just go, Euro. Like,
whoa. Whoa, yeah.
It's like not.
That sounds like a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And like if you want to open the window, you're like, whatever, open the car door, you just like, ouvert is like open. Mm-hmm. So I think like, I want to open the car door is like, this might be wrong. Okay. Yeah. So just relax.
Blame the owl.
Like, je veux like ouvert, like voiture or something. Like, car is like voiture. I like can't even say it right. It sounds
like the back of the throat language.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm learning.
Yeah.
Nice.
How to have new sounds in my.
Next time we have you on, it's all going to be French.
Oh, gosh.
It'll all be subtitles.
So I'll see you in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We'll all just speak different languages. I've been learning Japanese.
There you go.
I got this going on.
Yeah.
A little of that.
At least one of these.
Yeah.
Oh, duh. And then most importantly is.
Where do they find you?
I was just saying I've been focusing on music, but also focusing on social media more because I do think it is kind of a crucial calling card for anybody creative right now. Either
absolutely.
You don't have one at all and you already are kind of known, or you.
I know.
I
got to get started.
Surprise.
Oh,
quick. Download Instagram, TikTok. Actually, maybe not Instagram anymore. Instagram's kind of become like.
Instagram's huge now. Yeah,
I think it might be owned.
I got all of this because of Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Avatar: The Last Airbender, like Instagram, started way too late. They like became and made their own page like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. They're new. So
nice.
That makes sense. But on Instagram, it is my it's my birth name. It's at Michaela, and then mostly because it's mostly me. So at Michaela mostly on YouTube and Instagram, and then TikTok. I don't know why, but I just decided to do my whole name for that one. So it's just Michaela Jill Murphy.
Nice. Like I'm in the same boat.
I feel
with
like
you
need to have the same conversation I have with Danny every single week, because every single week Danny's like, I'm Danny Mata on YouTube, but I'm also Danny Mata 3 on TikTok. I'm like, centralized.
Yeah.
Like
I'm all over the place.
But Michaela mostly is already taken on TikTok, and so I'd have to add like a period or an underscore or a number.
And that's just
and
gross.
I'm like, no, just my full name. Everybody knows my full name.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I'm like close to 100K. I know it's so little, guys, but
on
no,
TikTok?
That's
sick.
That's an accomplishment for sure.
Yes, yeah, so
more than we have on this podcast.
When you put Michaela in, usually, especially because we're all in similar anime, animation, actory communities, I'm pretty early to pop up if not the first one. So I'm like, okay, I have that going for me. So
right.
I don't have to like.
Yeah,
believe me, I've thought about this a lot.
When you type in NC Hammer, I'm the first person to pop up.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's pretty big.
It's important.
Pretty big deal. I think sometimes I might pop up before MC Hammer, which is also pretty nice. That was a problem I had in the beginning.
That's a huge flex.
Yeah. So, but your biggest competitor coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, we're very happy Neutron didn't fart this entire time. I was thinking, oh my god, I can't believe I had so much stress about it. But we would love to have you on after you're done with your French, and like we said, we'll do our little
our 5-year reunion.
Back around in 5 years, exactly. And then I'll never see you again.
Okay.
Bye forever. Right. Bye forever, everybody else. We've peaked, so this is the last episode for sure.
Bye guys.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, friends. So appreciate it.
Yeah,
hope
guys,
this was
hello.
Entertaining.
Hi.
With this big sleeping tank of a puppo. You're so large.
Oh, it's moving very slow. I got very scared for a second. Yeah.